to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And the way Hansel combs his hair?
Well, like, doesn't. It's like, excuse me, but have you ever heard of styling gel?
I'm sure Hansel's heard of styling gel. He's a male model.
Well, Earth to Brent, I was making a joke.
Earth to Mikis, duh, okay.
I knew that. Earth to Brent, I'm not so sure you did, because you were all, well, I'm sure he's heard of styling gel. Like, you didn't know it was a joke.
I knew it was a joke, Mikis. I just didn't get it right away.
What's all this stuff over here?
Well, it works like a graph.
What's that?
Well, it's a statistical chart covering the pattern of crimes in Mayberry over the years, and with this as a basis, predicting the course of law violations during the current year. Like it?
Yeah, it's pretty. It is real good looking with all the Crayola work and everything on it, but I tell you the truth, we don't go in too much for charts. We mostly work with the people.
Yeah, this is usually a bunch of nonsense.
Well, now, don't underestimate statistics. Sometimes their accuracy can be uncanny, especially in the field of prediction according to past patterns. Mm-hmm. For instance, before the month is out, I venture to say you'll have 12 traffic violations, 3 break-in and enterings, 1 wife-beating case, 1 vagrancy.
Wife-beating? No.
Yeah? No. Because according to past patterns, it should happen.
That's a laugh, huh, Andy? A chart predicting crimes like it was some kind of a crystal ball or something.
Hello, Sheriff Davis speaking. What? What? Well, yeah, I'll get a man right on that. Much obliged, Grace. Well, what do you know? Your crystal ball seems to be working. Ed Simpkins just give his wife what for.
Well, I thought it would happen this month, but I didn't figure on this kind of timing.
I'll get right out on the case, Andy.
His love of animals put him into a tank with a killer whale and gave him a close encounter with Coco, the mountain gorilla that learned sign language from her keepers.
A mountain gorilla? This is gigantic. And I got scared. So the only thing I could think of was to say to Coco, I love you, Coco. Because I knew that if I said I love you, then I'd start to feel I love you. It's a simple actor's trick. I love you, Coco. My advanced honor. I love you, Coco. Coco, I love you. And I knew that my body was softening. I love you, Coco. And I got right in front of her. I said, Coco, and I looked into her deep brown eyes. I said, I love you, Coco. She put her hand out and grabbed me by the balls.
I reached for the thin fabric band that held the ballooning cuffs of her halter together, hooked my fingers over it, and tugged. It snapped easily. Her halter sprang apart and out bounded her joyously unconfined breast. Dual prize packages of rounded richness. Twin curved cones of bouncing fun flesh. Matched mountains of youthful, tanned, quivering, exciting femininity. Titanic orbs of temptation. Happy hemispheres of lust. Jaunty, jiggling rotundities of passion. In a phrase, my kind of breasts.
Thank you!
Hey, be careful with that. That's the most powerful trank gun on the market. Huh, got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Yes! That's awesome!
What?
You just took one in the jugular, man!
Whoa!
Yes!
Is this bad?
You should pull that out.
Wait. Pull what out?
The dart, man. Got a dart in your neck.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy.
I'm so tired.
Well, what happened was that second game, we got our ass kicked. Or the second half, we just got our ass totally kicked. We couldn't do diddly poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. The second half, we sucked. We couldn't stop the run. Every time they got the ball, they went down and got points. We got our ass totally kicked in the second half. That's what it boiled down to. It was a horse performance in the second half. I'm totally embarrassed and totally ashamed. Coaching did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job. We got our ass kicked in that second half. It sucked. It stunk.
You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
I'm enjoying your show very much in regard to the topic of circumcision. I was in Washington, D.C., and I heard an interview on the radio by a Dr. Robert Spiewak. I don't know if any of you are familiar with him. He's in the forefront of the anti-circumcision movement, and I heard him on an interview on the Don and Mike show, and he contends that the actions against circumcision here in this country were guided by men that were totally into ass play, and that simply because there are just a lot of men that like to stick this where...
Okay. Okay. You know anything about this?
I know nothing about that. What was the name of this doctor?
It's Dr. Robert Spiewak.
And he says that he's against circumcision?
He's actually for circumcision because he states that later on in life, if you're not circumcised, many men develop health problems.
Well,
for example, penis cheese and things like this.
He's clearly uninformed. And to say that this springs forth from the gay movement, who had the opportunity to see one penis after another and began to see the extensive scars.
He actually has a pretty informative newsletter that I get by email. I think it comes out once a month. It's entitled, Leave My Penis Alone.
Okay. All right.
Shut up, stupid. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for that caller. Okay.
Following takes place between 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike. We appreciate it.
Hello. Hello.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Thank you.
I'm on my second bear. He's
not. All right, now that. That was it.
Smoother than yesterday's intro, right?
I think it sounded great.
That was it.
Let me just make sure our microphones are set here. Hello, test 1, 2, and let me just make sure Buzz's microphone is set. Hello there, Buzz.
Hi.
Buzz?
Hello, hi.
Hi, Buzz.
There he is.
There he is. PC, as we call him.
PC.
Problem child.
Problem child.
And, well, I know your microphone works.
Yep.
You don't even need a microphone, for God's sake.
He bellows. He doesn't need a microphone at all.
There he is.
Ta-da!
And look at that. We were talking to him, and he wasn't even in here.
He's mentally retarded.
How's your heat wave?
Yeah.
Sticky, isn't it?
Yeah, sure thing.
A little warm.
Sticky, not the heat.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Big Ape and all the ships at sea.
Hey, you big ape.
Ape Spiewak.
You big stupid ape. King Kong.
No criticisms, please. Live from Don and Mike House, here are Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Why do all the microphones sound perfect except his sounds like he's on an Amtrak train? In a tunnel, in the Baltimore tunnel.
You know, I don't even bother saying anything. We'll wait until the song is done, and then we'll figure out what's up with your microphone.
Yours sounds very good. Mine sounds good. Buzz actually sounds good. Rob's sounds like he's on a mountain.
Yeah, his is
far away, Tibet.
He cannot help himself. What?
Nothing.
Go ahead, get on the microphone.
I wasn't going to speak.
Now, that sounds good there.
I believe the problem is, as I tried to explain to the boy yesterday, with these sensitive microphones, you got to talk right into the microphone.
And turn the volume down
just a scotch.
I think we've all had to do that a little bit in this studio.
Try it again, Rob.
How are you doing?
Come on up. You can work it a little more than that.
A little more?
You can work
it. And then I sat and really worked it.
Come on, work it now.
Work it a little bit.
Work it. Work it like you mean it.
Work it like you mean it. Hey, baby. What's going on, baby?
I'm turning that off. Yeah.
Things are great in Japan.
Why, shut up, that. Shut up, you. Well, you can tell by the smell, this is the Don and Mike Show.
Hallelujah.
And it's a new episode, everybody, on this Wednesday. And that would be 071206.
Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
Okay, so Buzz was heard. Right? Buzz, were you heard there?
Mostly, yes.
Does it sound weird to you now?
I can't hear myself very well. I hear myself in there, but like way down low.
It might be a problem with this mic. You know, this is the week that we're going to be working out all the bugs from the state-of-the-art equipment.
I'll be fine.
Okay, thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
That's a can-do attitude.
That's
appreciate
right.
that.
That's good.
Listen, you can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. If you're calling from Canada, you can call 800-636-1067. You can also hear us on the intro net if you go to our website, dotamikewebsite.com. Just click on Listen Live.
Yes.
And if you want to send us email at any time during the show, same address, email at dotamikewebsite.com.
Very good.
And that's the people.
Yeah.
The people.
Yeah,
and that's Hush, baby.
Yeah,
Hush.
That's
now, do you have to do that?
Huh? What?
What's he doing now?
Now what am I doing?
Yes, what is he doing?
Are you taking the disc out already?
Yeah.
Don't.
Okay.
Please don't.
All right.
Please. It's a new day. It's a new studio.
You know what? I have to say something positive about this experience. The air conditioning in here is cranked.
Kicks ass, doesn't it?
I mean, I am actually feeling that cold air right now.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember seriously in the old joint? You knew it was the first real dog day of summer when you would turn the air conditioning on and it would completely quit.
Yeah.
It would completely die.
See, the thing is, Rob, the way this new studio has been set up, you see all that room over there?
Yeah.
That's your room.
Okay.
That's your area.
You
ought
to get yourself a little chair. Didn't you have a chair in the old place? Why don't you sit over there and make yourself comfortable so you're not bugging him?
I had a chair.
If
you had a chair?
Give him the chair.
What happened to your chair?
Under Buzz.
Oh, it's a...
Oh, would you like it back?
Buzz. No, but
Buzz has to have a chair.
Now, hold on. Buzz does have the option, if he wants, of working stand-up.
Really?
You can.
At the new place, we can do that?
I mean, if you would like to stand up, knock yourself out.
Okay, well, if Rob would like to sit down, he can certainly have this chair.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'd like to ask both of you, what do both of you want? Do you want to stand up?
I'd be comfortable either way.
Of course he would. See, here's
I
the thing.
I demand a chair now.
I have thought that Buzz had always wanted to work standing up.
I enjoy that. I think you have better breath control and better energy.
Not me.
Well, then go ahead and stand up.
I get the same exact effect of opening the diaphragm by reclining that all of you guys get standing up.
Sure.
And you'll be glad to know that Mike Liddy has asked for his only request here in the studio.
No, I have two. I've had two, and I had two. I'd like to point out, when did this whole thing start? How many months ago?
4 months ago with the new studio.
4 months ago. That was my, I said as long as the level is fine. I said that 4 months ago.
You didn't say that to me.
No, I didn't say it to you because I was asked by other people, with the deal. I wasn't bothering.
And
you were doing your thing and I was doing my thing.
And by level, you're not talking about
microphone level. No, I'm talking about the level. Do you see where I'm, do you see how we're peering at each other right now through a network of wires and stuff? We normally have a little bit better line of sight and it's because I am, seriously, looking at an 8-inch angle up and staring up at you, and I'm down here on the floor.
Down in a hole.
And it was different in the other place, and it's the only thing that I take from the other place that
I
was
heard
actually
that,
good.
That Mike wants a rider, which is what we
a
have.
Riser.
You want a rider in your contract for
sure.
A riser,
yes.
Which is what they built for Lydia, the old
rider.
Place.
Yeah.
All right.
So I think what we're going to do is send Slow Joe out to Home Depot to get some plywood.
Right.
And see if we can't just fashion you something that would elevate your chair.
So that I could see you, and also so that this table that I have over here that's designed to be, I don't know what it's designed for, what level, is not coming up to my sternum. You know, that's all. That's my little thing.
Just below your chin.
You know, and I, as you said, when I said when I came in here, that's when I would see it for the first time. And so these are the bugs that you work out. Sure. These are the things that you figure out. And, you know, it's just a little weird, a little different.
Didn't bother you yesterday.
Killed me yesterday. I just didn't bring it up because we were in the middle of doing everything. Yesterday was,
Is this how we're going to start the show every day now?
No!
Is this going to be like every day?
All right.
Whatever is up Mike's ass is going to be.
Mike said one thing when he was asked. I don't care. Maybe Mike should have.
About himself in third person.
Maybe I should have said I care. Maybe I should have said that I care about certain of these things because we're working them out right now.
Sure.
And I don't think it's really that big a deal. It's just it was uncomfortable, and it's difficult for me to see you as it is right now.
I see you right now.
Of course, because you're up there, and I'm down here.
Well,
and
stand
normally,
up, then.
Well, I don't like to stand up. I sit down in the old place, you know? That's the way it works.
What if you... Okay, so what do you need? What is it today?
Hey, you know what's funny? What's funny here is that I don't need a lot. I really don't need a lot. Right. It's just you're mentioning it. My needs are discussed on the air, and I don't need them discussed on the air.
Here's the thing, because they're not discussed with me off the air.
Well, they were. You just found out when I asked Rob when I came in today, I need a little riser.
No, you didn't. I found out when Buzz came up and snitched.
Snitched on what? You know what's pissing me off right now?
What's that?
I'm being painted, and I'm not going to accept this. I'm being painted as Mr. High Maintenance over here.
Hold on.
And I have asked for zip in here.
Hold on. What? Hold on. Just a moment.
What?
I'm in here. You were in here in the studio for about an hour before the show.
Yes.
Right? I'm working on the equipment and stuff. You were sitting there having your food. I went up to the office for a second. Buzz comes up with his new sheet, and he says, hey, incidentally, heard Mike downstairs wants a riser.
Well, I was talking about things I needed as well.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, these are the little things.
I'm going to tell you, Mike.
These are the little things that are, you know, going to be hopefully taken care of.
We'll get this fixed for you.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine. I just don't want to be. Why am I feeling as though I am the needy one here? Why am I feeling as though I'm high maintenance?
Well, maybe I feel that way because.
You feel that I'm high maintenance?
No. Well, in this case, yes, because to me. Now, yesterday, we all had a goofy day in here, and I really didn't have a good day because I'm trying to learn how to run all this crap, and I didn't have a chance to get in here. Really, and I'm not complaining because this is exactly what I wanted. These studios are great.
Okay.
Walk a mile in my shoes and try. I'm trying to figure out how to get 8,000 different pieces of equipment working. Your big concern is the fact that your console is 4 inches too low.
Rob said five, probably about 4 or 5, between 4 and 5 inches. And really, when you're dealing with a thing where you're working, it's like if you were sitting at a table that you were going to have dinner at or write a term paper at, and the table's 5 inches higher than it needs to be, you're kind of... You're kind of writing up here as opposed to, you know, at a normal height where a desk would be. Anybody that would have anybody that was like doing work at a computer station, at a workstation, this would be up too high. That's it.
Way too high.
That's all it is.
It's up to your armpits.
It is, technically. That's where it is. It's at the armpit.
Well, how
level.
Did you make it through yesterday, then?
I'm a trooper. I'm a trooper.
So
thank
look
you very
up.
Much.
Look it up.
And see, you've got everything you want over there, don't you? But you've got a few little bugs, like the little thing where you put your copy paper and all that. You know, everything's not just perfect, and I think we're all very happy because we've got great equipment, and we've got it. But there are some unfinished loose ends in here that have to be taken care of. Would you not agree to that?
I'm fine.
I know you are.
I'm fine. I'm really fine. I can see you fine. I didn't know that there was a problem. I wish you would have said something yesterday. We could have
what
done
the
something
hell's
going
to happen? Nothing could happen. Nothing could happen.
Joe could have gone out to goddamn Home Depot to build you whatever it is that you need so that your chair is 5 inches higher.
Well, I mean, it's something that I addressed when I came in today, and, you know, it's done. It's done. It's been addressed, and it's going to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should just know. I guess maybe this is why my feelings are hurt. I spent an hour.
I hurt your feelings now? How did I hurt your feelings?
I spent an hour in here with you today.
Yes.
Now, granted, I was working on the equipment, and you were reading the paper and eating, but we were chatting. You don't say a thing about it to me. I go upstairs. It's
well,
like
here's how I don't. I'm not going to. You're in here learning your new board, learning your equipment, getting everything working the way you want it to work. I didn't think that's the way that I'm going to address it. If I'm coming into you to bitch about my own stuff, I thought that I would go to Rob and tell him what I need.
Oh, come on, like he can handle it?
Well, he said he ran out. Are you the person to go to if I've got a need or a
yes,
deal?
Yes, I hear.
All right, you want to know one? I asked for it, and I asked for it, and you heard it today, because I did say it while you were in here.
A computer.
A little workstation.
Yes.
Which I've never had. I have to borrow Joe's computer, and that's, you know, and I never... I have, what, 1% of the year that I will really need a workstation, but I'd like to have one. That's it. And then, other than that, I'm done. I'm out. I need absolutely nothing else.
Okay, good.
I need nothing else.
I'd like you to start the show. That's all. I just would like to start the show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, hi, Don.
Oh, hi there, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Not Rob.
Right.
What?
What?
What do you want?
What's up?
Well, the phone numbers aren't working.
You got through?
Yeah.
You're here. What's the problem?
Well, your 800 number that says Canada gets answered at WJFK.
Why did you call the 800 number that says Canada?
Because I live in Canada.
Are you calling from Toronto?
No.
But if you're in Canada and you can use the 877 number... then why are we giving out the 800 number for Canadians?
That's a very good question.
Can you use 877 in Canada?
I can now. I couldn't before.
I'm confused.
Me too. All right, we'll figure it out.
All right, thanks.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
And does he live in Canada? He just doesn't live in Toronto proper. Where we have a new affiliate in Toronto, as you said yesterday.
We do, right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, howdy.
I just wanted to call Mike Adiva, that's all.
Yeah, F you. You know, really, I knew that.
Well, of course.
I'm a diva, because I asked
Mike,
for two
hey,
things.
Mike,
what?
Can I just say one thing to you?
What?
How's your new sports car?
Perfect. It's great. It's great.
Didn't you just get a new car today?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. I did.
Is it fun?
It's wonderful. It's delightful. It's great. I'm in a fabulous mood because I got a new sports car.
I would think so.
I am. I'm really happy.
Good.
I am.
If you pulled it into the studio, maybe you could sit on the hood.
Maybe I could sit on the roof. The hood wouldn't cut it.
Oh, I did. Because you had to get yourself one of them tarantulas.
Hi. How you doing up there?
Hello.
Okay,
hello, I'm down here.
Before we continue, hold on. Oh, Golden Boy music, right. Oh, there he is. But he's not the Golden Boy because he doesn't have his riser. And he doesn't have his computer workstation yet.
But he will.
All he has is his brand new German automobile.
Life's pretty good.
Yep.
And I happen to see his picture in the newspaper today.
It is.
Again.
One of the many times.
What you do this time.
Let me just say, you can't believe everything you read in the paper.
True.
I'm going to start calling you Star, like Star Jones.
Yeah, and I probably have the same future she has.
Oh, that's right, because Barbara Walters and I are getting together.
That's right. Going to S-can me just after I sign the new lease.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you guys, what's up? Hey, man, Don, chill out, man. You're so uptight right now about Mike. You, golly, excuse him for wanting a couple little things and not mentioning to you, master. You know,
hey,
gee.
Hey, listen, ass, can I explain to you? You know, again, and go ahead and laugh when I call you ass. Obviously, you've been called it before. I guess you just don't get it from my standpoint over here. I'm trying to run a lot of goddamn things. I want everybody on this show to be very happy.
What's the point of having a producer if you're the one doing all this, getting a riser and a computer workstation?
Because my computer, I mean, my producer's a pussy.
Oh, okay. I don't buy it.
Are you a pussy?
No, I'm an ape.
You were an ape yesterday. You were an ape yesterday.
He's capable of telling Joe to go do something.
No, can I tell you something about him? And I love him. He's a great producer. But Jesus Christ, yesterday, 2 minutes before we're going to go on the air, when they are just figuring out if the studio is going to work or not, there's some minute problem. And Rob's answer is to send John, our assistant producer, all the way back to Virginia to the old station,
mm-hmm.
where he would virtually just stand in front of a machine and push a button every 20 minutes. That's how Rob decides to handle a problem.
Well, and I should tell you, hold on, shut up for a second. I should tell you that really, you know, we're all whiners in this business. I don't think I'm the only one that's whined a little bit about everything.
You're not whining.
And, well, shut up for a second, because I was whining today. The thing is that it's all new, and change is difficult for people. We've been in the same place for 15 years, so we're all getting used to it.
Rob simply, in a lot of cases, reacts badly under pressure. Stuff was happening yesterday, and Rob said, like, we'll get back to the station. I said to him, why the hell are you sending the assistant producer back to the radio station where he can't do anything? Oh, I'll call him to have him come back. Same thing with Mike's riser.
Mm-hmm. What?
You know how Rob would have handled it? Rob would have probably called someone in corporate, talked to one of the engineers, would have fumbled around, would have fumbled around with email. And you know why, me, as you called me so eloquently, master, you know why I should handle it? Because I use my friggin' brain. I said, bring Joe, shut up and listen. I said, Joe, get in here. We're going to send Joe to Home Depot. He's going to build Mike what Mike needs temporarily.
Yeah, temporarily, because once all the bugs are fixed in the new studio is going to be just the way it should be for guests and for people on this side of the console.
To finish this diatribe, yesterday was a very stressful day for all of us.
Yes.
I felt that the first hour of the show totally got away from us, and I didn't want to start today's show with right out of the chute, you know, here we go. Even though I brought it up, mm-hmm. I didn't know that it was going to turn into all of this.
Right, exactly.
Well, it's not boring radio. It's fun to listen to.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up.
You're just making trouble for everybody.
Just get out of here.
I don't like you, and you're not my friend.
You just get out of here.
And I'm very uptight because I did make that financial commitment today.
You'll be fine.
And like anything else, when you do that, it's just a little nerve-wracking.
Well, I've always found on a day when you have your picture in the newspaper, that's a good day to go buy a new car.
It was a pre-scheduled meeting. I actually went out yesterday. But they knew it. They knew it, too. Hey, give him the good deal.
That's Golden right. Boy.
Give him the really good deal. And it was one of those deals where I looked in my rearview mirror as I was driving off the lot, and I saw the guys that sold it to me. I saw them all going,
oh, like the Albert Brooks movie.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Sucker.
Hold on. I got to start.
So long, fat ass.
I got to start. There they are.
Wow. I can't believe we sold him that model.
That lemon.
I got my own car issues.
I
am going to bring them up now.
I know you do.
And this is, I have to tread very lightly here, boys.
Is this a delicate situation still?
This is a very delicate situation.
Oh, I understand.
This is a situation involving an automobile and a GF.
And I will not laugh.
A girlfriend, you can go ahead and laugh. Go ahead. Go ahead, Golden Boy. Go ahead, Star Jones.
This is, no, please don't call me her. I hate her. Anybody else?
I'm just kidding. Okay, Bayar.
Much better. Much
sure,
better.
Sure is.
I love it. Yeah, damn right.
Here's the deal with my girlfriend. She bought herself she's a working professional.
Mm-hmm.
She bought herself a nice car. Not as nice as Mike's car, of course. But she bought herself a car a couple of weeks ago.
Are there any as nice as mine?
Not mine.
Can we be honest here? Seriously? Are there? In the world?
No.
Yeah, there are. Yeah. Just kidding.
Keep telling us how poor you are.
Oh, no.
Keep telling us how poor you are. So, she buys this car, and she gets in a wreck. She's got a brand new car, 2 days, and she runs into somebody,
mm-hmm.
and, like, really Fs up the front end of her car.
Uh-huh.
Now, as it turns out, her mother is in town to have dual knee replacement surgery. So she needs a big vehicle to get her mother around, to go to the doctor, to go to the hospital, etc.
Right.
She rented like a Dodge Caravan or something through her insurance, and after like 9 days, they said, oh, incidentally, you owe us like $1,300.
$1 million.
So I said to her, you know what, this is dumb. Why don't you just borrow my car?
It's a very nice gesture.
Said, very nice.
Just borrow mine.
I said, that is really a kind thing that you did.
I said, good man. I said, I only have two requirements.
Uh-huh.
You know, first, please, no tickets. Because except for that 35 and a 40, I've been clean for 7 years.
Right.
My insurance is great. And also, for God's sakes, no wrecks. You know,
now, the first request I would think that, you know, no tickets. You know, you obey all traffic laws, you maintain your speed, probably, you know, you can make sure that happens. The second one, it would seem to me, would be a little out of your control.
Well, here's how long it took her. She, let me see, she picked up the car, I want to say Monday, what's today, Wednesday?
Yeah,
Monday, right, the day we were off. Mm-hmm. Monday morning, she came over and picked up the car about 10 a.m.
Now, when she picked it up, and I know this is delicate, so I will ask this question in the right way. When she picked it up, was there a, I know you offered, it was a very nice gesture on your part. I'm sure, I know you, that's kind of your baby, that particular vehicle. I mean, you take great care of it, you're always cleaning it, you're very particular about it. When she took it.
My car is our showroom new, as always.
Yes, was there a little pang as she drove it away, you know, where...
No, because I trust her.
Yeah, okay.
I trust her.
Okay.
What we did was we went to the collision place where her car was,
mm-hmm.
dropped off the incredibly overpriced rental,
right.
drove back to my house in my SUV,
mm-hmm.
And gave her the key and said, you know, drive safely.
Right.
And she said, oh, you're a lifesaver.
Yeah,
blah,
you
blah,
are.
Blah.
Mm-hmm. Very generous, so, very trusting.
Well, then this morning... About 8:15, 8:20, phone rings.
You know, he's funny today. He's giving me, you know, standing up, I get a better look at Buzz, when he's very trusting. Big grin on his face.
You see, it's her on the caller ID.
Right.
I pick up the line, I go, hello. And I hear exactly this. I hear... Get away from me! Get away! Really, Anna, this is all I'm hearing. I'm hearing her having a confrontation with somebody else.
Yeah.
And I'm going like, hello? Hello, please? She said, you are going to kill me. It's not my fault. And as soon as she said that,
oh, no.
I know, she said, I got a wreck in your truck. And I said, Jesus. She said, oh, the guy's coming towards the car. I got to roll up the windows. I'll call you back. Bye. So now I'm just sitting.
Wow. Like, and so she hangs up like with a guy. So you don't know whether this is road rage, whether.
No.
Jesus.
So
wow.
She says, I'll call you back.
Yes.
So. I'm sitting there for, like, the longest 5 minutes that I can recall staring recently. You know, just looking at the phone going, ring, ring, ring. Rings again. There we go. Hello? And she says, where's your insurance information? I said, darling, it's in the glove box. Right there by the registration.
I can't find it. The police.
The police?
Yeah, I had to call the police because of the guy.
Like, what? How's my, you know, the thing I'm wondering, how's my car?
You know? Yeah, how's my car? And why don't you use your insurance card?
That's better. How's my car?
So,
was she able to give you an assessment of the damage?
Yeah.
And how did that go?
How is it?
Because really, I you know, we did talk about this earlier.
Super.
I haven't heard that. I haven't heard an update. It's super.
It's super. It's super.
Super.
Something you can buff it out.
So you're giving me the totaled picture?
No, it's not totaled.
Okay.
Not totaled.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Not totaled if you look at the car from the right-hand side. So here's what she ends up telling me, is that she's driving somewhere where there are two lanes that are going left. It's almost like a honk for cash thing at a light.
Right.
Apparently, she's making the left-hand turn. The guy that's in the lane next to her, the left-hand lane, the inside lane next to her, makes the turn as well, clips her and started to take off.
Oh,
so
no.
What she did was she followed the guy and then...
Brandishing a weapon.
He pulled off on the side of the road, and she got out of the car and she said, you know, look what you did. And
after she shoots the guy, she should drag him into her car.
Yes.
Because otherwise, if he's outside, then it becomes a felony.
Right. It was right at that point that I'm really, I'm starting to wonder. I said, are you okay? She said, yes. I'm getting all... I'm fine. I said, well, what's the deal with the guy? She said, well, the guy was like taking pictures of your car, like with his picture phone and his camera phone. And I told him, like, don't touch that vehicle. And he said he was going to touch the vehicle. And so I called the police. And now the police want to talk to you.
Oh boy.
Okay. Hello.
Oh boy.
Like, you know.
Hi there.
Hello.
She's not hurt though, right?
No.
Okay.
No, just good. You know, mentally.
Just emotionally shaken up.
So I go again. Hello. And the guy says, you know,
hello, friend. Is there a problem here? Hello, Major D.
The guy says, would you happen to have your insurance information? And I said, well, officer, it's my car, all right. But my girlfriend's driving it. I'm sure that the information is right there in the glove box. He said, well, she can't seem to find it. So I went and found the information.
Good.
Gave him the information. I said, how is she? And he said, oh, she's fine. I said, how's the other guy? And the cop said, here's your girlfriend. So he did not respond about the other guy.
That's
so
kind of weird.
So yeah. I said, so then I say to her, I say, how's the other guy? And she said, oh, he's fine. Everything's fine. His car is just all dented up and was full of crap anyway. And the whole time
it would creep me out, the part where she talked about him shooting the pictures with the camera phone. Yeah. That to me would be weird.
He was running around taking pictures of my car.
Yeah, because everybody turns into a lawyer in these situations.
I guess. Right. And meanwhile, you know, the whole time I'm thinking is, and I don't want to tell her this, you know, until today.
Yeah.
You could have looked at that car, which has 31,000 miles on it.
Right.
And I swear to God, that thing is cleaner than Mother Teresa's genitals when she was alive.
I know.
I mean,
I know.
Really, the interior might as well, it might as well really have Mother Teresa rug in there. Yeah. I mean, it is so pristine. It is so... And
now it's body work and all that.
She pulled up to the house today at about 12:30.
Rubbing compound.
Now, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for this. I'm not thinking that she's going to even show up, right? Because I just said, is the car drivable? Yes, I'm sorry. This is the one. This is the only thing. This is the one that you said, don't get a record. I said, okay. We'll talk about it later.
Can I still come over tonight?
I said, yeah, yes. Don't worry, fine.
We're good for you.
Oh, God.
What am I going to do?
Sure.
It was an accident.
It doesn't sound like, I mean, if the car is drivable, she's okay, right?
So 12:30 comes around, and I'm getting ready to come into work,
right.
And the dogs start barking. And I think, well, it must be UPS or
right.
FedEx.
Right.
And as it turns out, my car pulls in, and from the angle that she pulled it into the driveway, it looked absolutely perfect.
Right.
That really. What had happened was she got out of the car and now she got the big tears coming down.
Right. Of course.
And she's got the mascara tears and she's tired and she's.
I took it in there and they buffed her. They did the best of it.
And I said, what are you worried? Look at this. I said, this is beautiful. I said, I can't tell. I said, you are totally overblowing this. And she said,
looking at the wrong side.
Oh, dear.
And I walk around to the other side of the car.
Womp, 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 womp.
And what it is like someone has taken an X-Acto knife, except it's a bizarro-sized X-Acto knife. I mean, like a big, like, guillotine size.
Pee-wee Herman,
and just all the way down the side of the car.
So it was the classic side swipe.
Oh, I mean... This guy.
And I trust the car that sideswiped her was not a matching color.
No, Mike, it was a gold, as they all are.
Perfect.
A gold Corolla.
Black and gold. You got a Pittsburgh Steelers car now.
Yeah, and it's got a nice little piece of bumper just kind of precariously hanging there. And
how many years you've had that? 31,000 miles.
Yeah, 3 years.
31,000 pristine. clean as Mother Teresa. So
not but. That I now I myself. Well, I encountered black ice a couple of years ago.
Right.
Hello, Dal.
Right.
Black ice. ice slid off a highway and dented the front end. So I'm right. I'm certainly not saying that I'm above this.
Okay. So at least it lost its cherry as far as the accidents. Concerned.
However, what I did was nothing compared to what she did.
Oh, of course.
And then
were you, so when you finally saw her, were you forgiving and comforting? Yeah. Because she's pretty stressed out.
Well, I did what I think any good boyfriend would do.
Yes.
I sat her down and I said, first off, let's not worry about this.
Right.
I said, we'll figure this out. Your insurance, my insurance, Rob, you're right. Women drivers, Jack.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Jack. Mm-hmm. I said, whatever. You know, whatever the deal is. She said, but your car, it won't ever be the same. And that was the only time that I said, no, it won't.
Yeah, that's feeding you a line that you can take and run with.
And I even said
no,
to her,
it never will be, and we have to accept that.
I even said to her, I said, you know, when I slid off the road and slid in that black ice, I said, it was just right up front, you could barely even tell, and I said, yeah. But boy, now it's...
This is one half of the car totally ruined.
And then just because I was, I was torn because I'm feeling vulnerable, I'm feeling bad for her.
Yes.
It's an awful situation for her. Yeah. It's awful for me.
I feel sorry for her as you're telling this story.
Of
she
course.
Obviously was very upset, she's dealing with her mom and all that stuff. Right.
Then I said to her, she said, well, okay, I guess what I'm... gonna do that is because we fix the bumper. You know how you can get like duct tape and you put the bumper back together. Mm-hmm. And she only needs the car for a couple more days until her mom gets into the hospital.
And it's drivable. There's really nothing structural. It's not actually broken axle or anything like that.
No, it just looks like the entire right rear quarter panel is about to fall off if somebody spits on it.
Well, now I think you go to town. Now you know the interior, you know wrappers, everything. Oh. You just you know what the hell. So I'm not talking about paper. I'm talking about Snoop.
So she says to me, she says. So can I I hate to ask this, can I borrow, and I said do not ask to borrow the other car. I said do not ask. No. She said no. I have one more thing I have to show you. I know you'll let me use the car, but I have one more thing I have to show you.
And is that when she showed you the compound fracture of her right arm?
No, this is what she was most worried about. She said, I know how you are about the interior of the car. And when I was exchanging information with the man, come look at the driver's seat. I'm like, what the hell could this be? I go to the driver's seat, and with a ballpoint pen, there was a couple of marks, like this. Just
removable.
Like, all right. Like that.
I can be cleaned up.
What the hell was she doing?
Right, well, that's a vandal.
Like now.
Jesus.
This is why you
I mean,
and
I can take the right side of the car, but what, you have palsy with your hand or what?
Okay, hold on a second.
I'm kidding.
Hold on.
Yes.
You did exactly what I did.
Really?
Because I thought... She's totally overreacting. So she said,
"Oh, did you really? So you didn't, did she take it seriously?"
Oh my God!
we're
standing out in front of the house, and she said, "There's just the one more thing."
Oh, because see, she's so distraught, she's not going to take a joke.
The seat, look at the seat. I promise I'll get. And I said, "Jesus effing Christ!" I said, "The outside can be fixed." I said, "But the inside, pristine, you could eat off." And I said, "That seat is ruined."
You know what a great word is? It's the same word my uncle used when I was like 13 years old. And I knocked over a lamp, and he put his hands up in the air, and he went. Irreplaceable.
Irreplaceable. So when I said to her, this is what I got.
A true story.
When I got Harry. When I said to her, that seat has to be replaced.
Yeah.
She said, oh my God. I swear, I'm going to faint.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. And I said, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Is she coming over tonight?
I'm kidding. Yeah, I guess. That is if she can work through the... well, Mike, I happen to have my own personal stash of your favorite get-me-by Xanax.
Ah, very good.
So, of course, since I'm a licensed physician,
yes.
I did was...
Licensed to prescribe.
I took one and I cut it in half, and I said, you are so frigging wound up. You need to take... I'm going to have to open her mouth like a dog's mouth.
She'll be arriving by taxi tonight.
Get this in your mouth.
Right.
Hey.
And now get out of here and don't wreck my car anymore.
Right. You know, it's kind of like what we say when we're riding motorcycles. You know, I mean, you're as good as the guy next to you. You know, if the guy next to you wants to hit you, he's going to hit you. And damn it, did we ever, I didn't really want to go here, but if you've told the story now, and I know this is sensitive, did we ever firmly establish fault in this situation?
Mm-mm.
Okay, no. I'm not going to pursue that.
It is a
no need to pursue that.
It is a he said, she said, although she believes that it is his fault. And she said once the cops showed up that he said that it was his fault.
You know, it seems to me, really, you know, when I think it was his fault, because, and this is just the way my mind works now with people, especially around here, when you get into any kind of fender bender. Mm-hmm. As soon as he whips the old camera phone out, that to me is almost like him saying, oh, you know, I'm making sure that you don't think I'm guilty because I'm taking the pictures of the accident scene. Idiot. I think he's a hump.
Yeah. So she had the misfortune of telling me all of this, and then... so then we go through this stuff with the ink on the seat, and it's like, you know, I just want to get in the shower and get to work. So and meanwhile, she's crying, and she's like, I missed an appointment, and my boss is really mad at me. I wrecked your car.
Oh, my mom, no. Spinning a lot of plates.
And I said, okay, I'm going to go. And so she pulled herself together, and
right.
I said, okay, come on now. And I grabbed her by the shoulders, and I said, you know, really, I said, you're okay. Don't worry about this.
You know, I feel terrible about this. I feel so bad about this. Listen, with all she's gone through, it's not a lot of room, but she can borrow mine. She can borrow mine.
That is generous.
No problem at all.
So we were standing at my front door, and I said, okay, listen, I got to go to work. You got to go to work. Let's get through the day.
Yeah.
Don't worry about things. Come here, give me a hug. And so she's giving me a hug, and she's really still that quivering.
Oh, poor thing.
She said, what do you want for dinner tonight?
Hey, see?
And I said...
Payback's cool.
He said, a 2007 Cadillac Escalade.
God, knowing her, she'll drop it off tonight. She'll drop it off with like a big ribbon around it.
You might get it.
Wow.
No, actually, I said I want crashed potatoes.
Smashed potatoes. So she's better now. Obviously, you've talked to her since. Is she doing better now?
No, I've not spoken to her since.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I have not.
She's probably calmed down. You know, it's just a thing, right? It's just a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what you say? It's just a thing, even though, you know, especially we guys, you know, it's not just a thing. It's a prized possession.
Very I know. Expensive thing.
Very I know. Expensive
thing. Like, you know, it's, let's face it, fellas, especially if you're a guy like me and you're driving an Escalade. Right.
Yes.
It's a penis extension.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know what you do?
Good. Not good.
Some Hispanic guy in a brown Corolla is now, he's...
Well, it'll be all fine. It'll be all fine in the long run.
It will. Of course it will. But
everybody's going to be happy in the long run.
You were upset, of course.
That's what I predict. I love the move with the pen, though. It's exactly what I would have done, too.
Because
irreplaceable.
That's what I thought.
I understand the accident and all, but what happened to your hand and the pen?
You are out of here.
I screamed at
you. For the love of God.
I said, you got to buy me a new seat.
Oh, well, I'm glad she's okay, and I'm glad the car's drivable.
Yes, the car is drivable as well.
Mm.
Car is drivable.
That man, oh man, that is.
And you know what? That is early in a relationship.
Yes,
that is a relationship tester.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Not that. Certainly not that you're going to say, "Oh my God, you wrecked my car." Okay, forget it. You're not my girlfriend. Get out of here.
Right.
But, boy, oh boy.
Yep.
I just thought, you wrecked my car.
Yeah. I mean, it's a relationship tester on both of you. I mean, it's
my car.
You know, and you seem to be handling it fine. I mean,
she's going to have to pay now for
she's
going to
pay
for eternity.
Yes, she's going to have to. And you're not talking about paying cash. You're talking about the emotional payback.
Well, of course.
You know, it's going to start really with some. I really do
start
hope it's
tonight.
A fabulous meal followed by, you know, whatever favors you want. you know?
Well, I think it's going to be Daddy's Choice tonight.
Sure, maybe at the same time, you know?
Eating and sex at the end.
Dinner and
TV?
Sex. Dinner and sex and TV.
All at the same time.
Yeah, baby.
At Xbox.
That'd be a lot of fun. You're playing Xbox. Yeah, split screen. Xbox on one side, regular live programming on the other. Dinner and sex. Yum, yum.
Let me just say.
Oh, dear. I hope she's all right.
Hold on. Yeah. Can I dial out on this?
Yeah.
Are we able to dial out on the phones? I bet we can talk while this... How are you enjoying standing?
I like it. I like it a lot.
Are you weary?
No, not at all.
Fatigue?
No, I'm good for the day.
I was just thinking, at your age, though, your knees aren't starting to give out?
No, my knees are good.
Okay.
When did you get those knees?
Just last week.
I'm going to rat you out on something, Buzz, before this week's over.
I didn't have any idea. See, I was explaining that I lacked some computer things and that we were working out the bugs. And Mike wants one of them rising.
Speaking of working out one of the bugs. Now, this is the new thing, too, right? This is, like, right built into the console?
Yep. How come I don't hear the beep beep?
I think they're muted or something.
Are they really?
We were supposed to, yeah.
Hey!
We can talk while you dial here.
How about that?
So all the touch tones are muted.
Isn't that nice? We don't have to go la la la.
Secret dial.
Let's see if she picks up the phone.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
How's my car?
Well, the engine is still working.
All right. Are you gonna get that seat fixed? Have you got the ink out of the seat yet?
Well, I have a number of a specialist I'm going to take it to.
There you go.
Specialist.
It's the leather man.
Well, you know what? You might be right about that.
It's Mr. Corinthia.
Who's called? Just real fast, Mike had a question.
Yes.
Whose fault? Really, whose fault? And I don't really care. But...
Oh, no. It was the guy with the hair plugs. It was his fault.
You know why? You know when I knew it was his fault? And I said this to Don. When he jumped out of the car and he had a camera phone and he's taking pictures, that immediately says guilt to me.
Now, what was...
The person that's not guilty is not going to really be thinking about that at first because right. They're going to assume that, you know, want to check and see if everybody's all right.
What was going on when you were talking to me on the phone and he was screaming? And he was screaming and you just said, I'll call you back.
Well, first, what happened was I had to chase him into a parking lot because he really was going to pull away.
That's dangerous.
I was flashing the lights and beeping the horn and signaling them to get over, and he finally pulls into a parking lot. And when he gets out, the first thing he says to me was, well, why couldn't you pull forward? And I said, I was at a red light.
You know, it seems to me, did you get a police report?
Well, because they said that it's less than $1,000 worth of damage, They didn't fill one out. But we exchanged information, and the reason I had to call police is he pulled out his stupid cell phone camera, and I had to ask him like 5 times for his information, and he refused to give it to me.
Sounds to me like that's leaving the scene of an accident.
Oh, wow. He just was like, he wouldn't give me anything, and then he finally...
What was your immediate thought when you heard metal on metal and you knew that you had violated the prime directive?
Your baby.
What was the first thought?
Well, first of all, my first thought was I have to go after this guy because I was at a red light. I wasn't moving.
Did you picture my balled up fists of rage?
Well, that's why they wanted to take me to the hospital because I really was like hyperventilating.
Yeah.
And I was so upset, I thought I was going to get sick. I really was having a hard time stabilizing myself. I couldn't even stand up.
With your busy schedule today, have you had time to figure out how much the damage is going to affect the trade-in value on a new one?
Well, I've already been to the Cadillac dealership. And
I was just making a joke.
Yeah,
wow.
No, she was.
Wow.
Finding out about the damage.
And
Tonight... everything is cool.
Would you like your favorite meal?
Sure. Oh, you mean that chicken with the crab?
The chicken Chesapeake?
Absolutely. Oh, that would be wonderful.
That sounds good right here.
And also tonight, I just wanted to tell you, you know how you've got, like, stuff in the bathroom? Like you've got, like, You know, like all girl stuff. You know.
Do I have to take them home?
Yeah.
Am I being evicted?
Yeah. 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 We're going to have to go on some type of super...
Toothbrush go home too?
Super double secret probation.
Couldn't you reach some kind of compromise and she could just leave her toothbrush out in the garage?
The ones that the gypsies use to get around the things on the sink.
Hard to reach places on the toilet.
So, how'd that Xanax work out for you?
Wow.
Isn't that a fabulous product?
Yeah, well, you know, someone asked me, I met someone for lunch that I work with, and he's like, you sound awful down, is everything okay? And I said, you know, I'll just tell you when I see you, but I really haven't had any food today, so I really need to get something to eat. And he looked at me, he said, are you okay? Have you been drinking? No. Are you on anything other than... And I said, no, I haven't.
Stella, you committed a mortal sin.
You wrecked your boyfriend's car.
Oh, and also, one last thing, when your car, your brand new car that you bought for yourself...
Yeah.
That you wrecked a couple of weeks ago. When you get that one back,
would you like to drive it?
I get to kick it with my golf spikes on.
Yeah.
Okay. And you'll get to prove that claim to that company because everything is supposed to bounce off the side of it.
Well, that's right.
Find out about that.
All right. Well,
and that's actually good news on that. They moved it up a week, so it could be possibly by the end of this week.
Well, hip, hooray.
It's going to be all fixed.
Hip, hooray.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. Are you in the car right now?
And like you said, the motor still sounds good, and the windshield wipers still work. And
okay. All right.
I'm sitting stationary, just like I was before, in a very wide parking space.
Stay very still.
Okay.
And if you'd like, I mean, my mom has a handicap tag. If you'd like, I can just... You know, anytime I need to use a parking space going forward.
You should have thought of that already to begin with.
I was not in a parking space. I was on a road.
It does not matter. If you are driving my expensive car on a road, you should have the handicap sticker just hanging out like one of those hand flags.
Drivers.
She can use the entertainer sticker.
And also, use two spaces.
Wait.
Always use two spaces.
Of course.
When parking my vehicle.
And incidentally...
Who's my personal assistant? Maybe he can help me out and just drive me around.
My personal assistant?
Your butler.
Oh, RJ, he's available because I haven't employed him for months, so you could actually use him. He won't fit in any vehicle larger than an Escalade, though. It's got to be minimum size.
He can just drive me around.
All right, listen. Somehow you don't sound as remorseful as I thought. I know we're having
I was very remorseful this morning because I really thought I was going to have to be sedated at the hospital. The police didn't want to leave me and they kept saying, we really think we should call paramedics and have them take me to the hospital.
Them. It's a good thing. It's a good, because, you know, if you had come to my house first, well, you would be at the hospital now.
And you know what? Nothing tops off a Xanax.
Sandwich, baby.
Nothing tops off a Xanax like a nice Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll be drinking tonight. And how are things going with your mom spending all this time with you?
Oh, things are fine.
Yeah.
Things are fine. I mean, things are fine.
Yeah. Things are fine. You know, okay. All right.
We're making the limited space that I have in my unit, that things are working out well.
Okay.
That's a hint.
Just sounds
everyone
like a, sounds, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like having your mom around is just a big bowl of okay.
I know. I mean, she's fine. I mean, it's just there's more involved with getting her ready for the surgery than I ever anticipated.
I understand.
And
who would have thought that it would involve ruining a beautiful luxury automobile that had been kept in pristine condition?
Thank God she wasn't in the car.
And I have gone to the dealership, and there's one thing I had to check on, and that's why I was at your house today.
All right, sweetie. Stop it. Just stop it. You were when you came to the house today, it was because you were about to have a breakdown.
Yeah.
Really. When I opened the door, she said, it was just like... Car, job, Mr. Punnett, I gotta see you. How can I be mad at that?
You can't.
Well, I can.
You can't.
I can.
Hey, it sounds like she's doing better now. Now you can get mad at her all over again.
I will tonight.
You guys
all right, sweetie. I'll see you later.
Okay. All right, I'll stop and get the chicken so you can have your meal.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Is there anything else that I can get for you while I'm out? It would be my pleasure.
No, I know. You know,
I'm going to be saying that quite a bit lately.
Yep. You know, and that's one that's going to be in the bank.
Put that on account.
You know what that is? That's much like you didn't understand early in our relationship when I said you put it on a gift certificate.
Right.
That's exactly what this is.
You should really think three words. New model year.
Because at some point, I guarantee, I'm going to do something, because it is just my nature, that rubs you the wrong way, honey.
So file this one.
This is your pack.
And when that happens, that's when I'm going to say, how about my car?
Oh, okay.
And I should mention, speaking of cars.
Cars?
That this segment of the Don and Mike Show is brought to you by Ford.
Oh.
Bold moves by Ford.
Thank you, Ford. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ford. All right, well, I'll see you later.
Are you sure? Are you sure you can handle it 2 times in a day?
I can handle what? Seeing you two
Seeing
times
me?
In a day? Yes, just don't be an emotional wreck when you come over tonight.
Or any other
All right,
kind of wreck.
I'll get there early so I can have a drink in advance and then...
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you later.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
I thank you for not, like, laughing me off at the legs or anything like that. Or using your Louisville slugger on me.
I know.
Showing up unexpected and all that.
So many options. Yes. So many options. All right, gotta go.
Okay.
See you later.
Right. Bye.
Bye, honey.
There she goes. Yeah, man, X marks the spot. That's Xanax. That's a good drug.
Yeah. But what, Robbie?
Are you sure it was only half a one?
She's petite.
She sounded incredibly relaxed. She sounded more relaxed than she was the last time
Probably
she came on the
for
show.
The past.
Yeah. I think so.
I love that stuff. I almost ate one in the first 10 minutes of the show. It's fantastic stuff. It really is. It's wonderful. My hat's off to whatever pharmaceutical company manufactures it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
I'm a neighbor of yours down at the beach.
That's always a good start, isn't it? That's always a good stalker
start.
Talking
to me, Don?
The one with the telescope?
Hi there.
No, I don't have a telescope.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know about your little fireworks demonstration last Tuesday on the 4th of July.
Yes, sir.
Did you know what was going to happen with those fireworks?
Now,
because he's calling down. We didn't tell you this before the show. This man tragically lost an eye, and he was calling to tell you all about it.
You did not even have any idea that I was down on the beach. I mean, there was a million morons on the beach that were shooting off fireworks on the 4th of July.
I was one of them.
What were you, Husker do's or Husker don'ts? What were you shooting off?
I got some stuff from Pennsylvania that was really rocking the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Recently.
Amish fireworks.
Yeah, right. But Don went down just before a big storm blew through. He just went in about dusk.
Is this guy like staring at you?
Stalker. I mean, I swear to God, this guy's absolutely right. It was because they were going to call the fireworks off.
Right.
And then they ended up doing them at 10:30 because there was a killer thunderstorm that came through. And I did go down to the beach at about 8:15.
How do you know it was him?
Well, I know Don from a previous introduction, and he's pretty well known down on the beach.
Yeah.
He's walking down the dune.
King of the beach, Mike.
King of the beach.
King of the beach.
By himself.
King of the beach.
He smokes these big stinky cigars, and nobody will sit within 40 or 50 yards of him.
Because of the stinky cigars?
Right. Actually, he spends a lot of time up on his balcony. So
this guy sounds like he really knows you. You either, if he doesn't know you, it's very scary.
No, I know Don from the beach.
Do you know him, or if you walked up and said hello to him, he'd know you?
What guy are you?
My name is Warren.
Oh, yeah, Warren.
Yeah, but hold on, Warren. Which guy are you? Where do you live in relation? Don't give the address, but where do you
live? I have a condo in the big white building right on the end of the street there.
Oh. Are you the guy that used to come up to Frida and I all the time? Are you the guy with the beard?
I did it twice.
Your beard?
Are you the guy with the beard, Warren?
Yes.
Oh, this is the stalker from like 2 years ago. Get out of here. Stop looking at me, for goodness sakes.
Warren.
Get out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that follow the inner workings of network television, that was Warren Littlefield.
No kidding.
Yes. We got to hit this break, and we will be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
I didn't say big pussy government, all right? Sit down. All of a sudden, Gelman wants to get into the mix here. No, I didn't see Big Pussy. You're the only one I didn't see. You see Big Pussy? Did you see Big Pussy?
I don't know.
Were you holding up that stupid car?
Yeah, I don't think so. I didn't see Big Pussy, no.
Well, then don't ask me if I saw him.
The Don and Mike Show. the cure for your priapism. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Right. Hold on a second. Mike, let me see.
Right.
Hi, Buzz.
Right.
Okay. Buzz?
Yes.
There you go. And during the commercial break,
you got to give credit where credit is due. A man who is portrayed quite often on this show as being slightly intellectually challenged.
He's good with his hands, and Mike...
Jesus, you could not... This is not only a solution. This is like, if you don't need this thing, it's done.
Listen,
he fixed it, Joe Ardinger.
This is why I'm the master, and he's just the ape producer. Just the ape. I knew...
The ape slave pussy.
I knew that when it came time to doing something manual,
right?
Something with your hands.
Yes.
It was a job for Ardinger. Little did I know.
I walked by this thing in the hallway.
He wouldn't have to go to Home Depot. He found some piece of equipment here in the building.
I walked by this thing in the hallway. I glanced at it, and I thought, well, this is going to be used in some other capacity. I can't use this. This is perfect.
It's the old cart rack
that they used, and Joe said, why don't we try this? It fits as though some carpenter came in here and custom did it.
Joe, can you hear us back in the room back there?
He can.
Hello. Hi, Joe.
Wait.
Howdy.
Hey.
Joe, this. Can you believe how well this fits in here?
Oh, yeah.
This is great. Huh. I mean, he is good at this.
Yeah. And we have a bit of good news for you today, Joe.
Oh.
That we're going to be testing the wireless microphone.
This is exciting.
Yeah, we're gonna send Joe out into the six-lane death strip known as Rockville Pike.
And it really is a death strip. I mean, it is amazing.
See if we can get him to cross the road.
Like Frogger.
And, hey, like that, Johnny Norman.
John?
Hi there.
I have no lice. I don't know where this is a very bad misconception.
Well, you've got a very short haircut that looks like a kid who's got lice.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was cancer.
Well, cancer lice is so much nicer. That lice is nice.
Lice is nice. Cancer gets the
bad.
It gets the bigger laugh, though.
You have a picture.
Yes.
When I was talking about skydiving yesterday,
right.
I mentioned that they took a videotape, and the place in Ocean City where I went to skydive from 3,000, 6,000, and 9,000 feet
right.
actually contacted John through our website, and they have not a video, but they do have a still picture of me right after I've come out of the plane.
Wow, there you are. So it's from the plane.
At 9,000 feet.
Very cool.
And it's on our website right now. Buzz, if you turn your monitor around. Mike, can you see that?
Oh, my God. There he is.
That's me.
Isn't that great? What a beautiful day you picked to jump.
If you go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Are you supposed to put your arms out to the side like that?
That's exactly what they tell you to do.
Wow.
That looks like Christ imagery.
Well,
it looks like you're hanging on the cross with a big sparkling God thing.
Because he's hung like that.
It's a rush.
Yes, he is.
I'm telling you, it's a rush. It's up there under the daily log. And anyway, thank you very much to, I think it's OC...
Blue skies.
Skydive. Well, what is it, Johnny?
Blue skies.
That's it. Blue skies.
That's what
anyway, he said.
They're
blue
great.
Blue skies. And thank you for sending that picture in. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I've never called the show before, but I was watching The Price is Right last week, and I caught Bob Barker saying the funniest thing I've ever heard, so I recorded it for you. So
good. All right, very good. Thank you.
Excellent.
All right, you want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. Here is an interview with Blaine. In the day, I welcome you to this
How's
day.
How's it going, Bob? I'm pumped.
You're pumped?
I am pumped to be here.
You're proud to be here?
Yeah.
You're pumped.
And excited.
You're pumped to be. Pumped means that you're ready and you're happy, right?
Yes, I am.
You just think you're pumped. I'm going to pump you good.
Open up.
Pretty good.
That's a winner.
That is a winner.
Yeah, I saw you guys as soon as I heard it.
Oh, my God. That is perfect.
All right. Thank you, friend. Hold on.
Perfect Barker.
We'll have some type of prize for you. We gotta
I'm going to pump you good.
Get a copy of that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, can I talk to Don and Mike?
You is talking to us. Hello.
Hey, I was just, can you recognize FEMA? I'm in Iowa City.
What
You're in
it?
Iowa?
Okay, now, I think I may follow this, that I know that wasn't there...
Not give us no grants or nothing.
Didn't something...
I just want to recognize it.
Hold on a second. Didn't
and incidentally, if you're going to say recognize, leave out the G for fun. Don't worry about it, sir. Exactly.
Didn't something, not Katrina-like, but didn't something rather major happen in Iowa City, Iowa recently?
Yeah, we had a tornado, and since there was not 500 and some buildings collapsed.
Wow.
But,
you're not actually the GM of that station calling us incognito, are you?
No, I'm sitting in Iowa City right now.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And FEMA didn't come through for you, huh?
No.
I find you in Revious.
Well,
I think he's simply ignorant.
You know,
I think he's an ignoramus. You know what I always like? I don't even know how to do this, taking the G's out. I was going to do Iggy Pop.
That'd be E-Pop.
I-Y-Pop.
All
right.
No.
How may we help you?
Governor's running for presidency. Yeah. He's a Democrat, and,
So you've started drinking.
Huh?
So you've decided to start drinking?
How's that ethanol working out for you?
Seriously?
You heard about that in Des Moines, huh?
Yeah, Can you tell us how any of this is significant to the show?
Oh, no. I'm in Iowa City. I'm not in Des Moines.
Right, thank you.
Big deal.
Hello there, Donna Mike's show.
Yeah, hey, I got an idea for a new game we could all play.
Oh, idea man, because, we always have problems coming up with ideas on our own.
Always a real treat. We can't wait
to
hear.
It's a good one, though. You guys, sure it is. I know you'll like it.
Sure it is. Does it involve your balls in a vice?
No, it's Pedro. Thanks for the call.
I am sorry that.
That's a shame we didn't get a chance to hear the whole idea. Thanks for playing.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Turn down the radio.
Speak to us, please.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and Mike, yeah.
Yes, we're recognizing you.
You guys rock. Man, it's great to have you guys back after hearing Joe call himself legendary all the time.
Legendary Joe Arger. He found my little riser, so don't pick on Joe today.
And,
reason
and Joe has been legendary for a long time and will continue to be legendary.
What makes him legendary, though?
What makes him legendary is, and I think you shouldn't pick on him, he's been stressed out ever since Keith Richards fell out of the tree.
And the word, my friend, classic underachiever.
Amen.
The reason that we give him the name the world's oldest phone screener is true. It is an entry-level position. Joe's over 40 years old. Joe's married. Joe's supporting his wife and is soon to be, who knows what he's going to have, right? Are they still working on that? Are they still trying that?
Joe, are you in the process? I know that the spotlight's been on me, but I'm not even married, so, are you trying to have a kid?
Well, we're not trying.
Okay, all right, so that's the way it is. So if you have a little surprise package, it's not going to be a surprise, really.
And right. Joe being married is funny, too.
The married Joe Arden.
Because it's like the salary that he makes is
just
like
enough to pay for gas to get here and back every day.
Or if you would pay a paper boy.
And hey, don't knock it. I understand cat food is good once a week for dinner. It's anyway, just like pate.
We love Joe, and he is legendary.
Get out of here.
That's right.
He's a man. Thank
Get
you.
Out of here. Thank you. Bye-bye. Nothing tastes better on a saltine than a little Whiskas cat food.
I do have to tell you one thing that's kind of funny. Now that things have calmed down here in the studio, after yesterday with all of the hubbub of getting everything set and getting it sounding correctly, there was the issue of reverb.
Yes, a very significant issue. A lot of people talking on the internet about it. I understood that there were some behind-the-scenes chats about it with the higher-ups and all that crap.
Anyway, everything with that is cool. What I found funny today was, and I went back and I asked John what type of email we've been getting, and we got maybe 25 emails from people who said, thank you for turning the echo off.
Ah.
So they didn't even notice that it was there today. Trust me, it is something that not only I embrace, because to me it gives the show a different sound. When you punch the show up, it sounds different than anything on the radio. But I'm not being Mussolini or Hitler or Noriega here. Before we made the decision to put reverb on the show, I called Mike immediately.
Right.
I said, Mike, and his opinion matters too.
Yeah, and
what do you think?
Can I say one thing about the reverb? Because I didn't say this yesterday. Maybe this is too inside. But what I've always thought about reverb, really, a little of it is comedic. a little of it to me has always, I've always enjoyed it because I think it sounds powerful, but it also, it enhances the kind of stuff we do, which is just jaw-jacking all day. I really enjoy it.
And yesterday, I think when people were calling and complaining, I was doing what I always do, getting in my defensive crouch and screaming, F you, if you don't like it, don't listen, which is really how I still feel today when I'm calmed down. But what I want to say to all of you little brains out there who still have your panties in a wad about it.
Right.
In case you didn't know, we did run Reverb on this show 2 years ago,
yep.
And then it was taken away for a while. And can I tell you, little brain, something else? We ran it during the show on Monday, during the best of show on Monday, in which Joe Ardinger lied and said he was broadcasting from the old station. Mm-hmm. He was actually doing a test run here in the new building. We had the Reverb on louder than it was on yesterday for over an hour and a half. Nobody called.
Okay, Mikus.
Nobody called.
Yeah, where were you then?
Nobody noticed.
Right. I told you it was on, Mikus.
Just please hear me out on this, because I've been on our website,
right,
on our fan site, where, you know, people are, it's like anytime you make a change, I am never listening again. I have listened for 10 years. I will never listen again. You are screwing your listeners. Listen, everybody, without screaming and making threats, if you don't like the show, kiss my ass, kiss Mike's ass, kiss Buzz's ass.
Please.
Hey, kiss the big pussy ape's ass. Go ahead. Just kiss our asses. There's no other polite way to put it.
Yeah.
You're going to get used to the sound.
Yeah.
I'm highlighting it again now only because it's not been brought up today.
Right.
And people out there are so used to it now that we are getting emails from people saying thanks for turning it off.
Hey, thanks for turning it off, boys. Yeah. Yeah, what are you doing?
Listen, first break yesterday, 3 o'clock. It was at the wrong setting.
Yes.
It was one setting too high. We turned it to the correct setting. That's it. That's the way it's going to work. End of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening. And if you are really such a small-minded individual that you want to go on any of these internet sites or send us an email and say you're not going to listen to the show because they're Reverb, because we're running Echo.
Right.
Well, as we used to say back in high school, the four F's.
Mm-hmm.
Find them, F them, feel them, forget them.
Right.
Because this reminds me of, well, when we moved Buzz's news.
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me when we changed the opening of the show. This reminds me when we added this.
They hated
this
that.
Reminds me when we used to run the Windows signifier, the little you've got mail thing. Any little change out there.
We're just going to say T-T-T-T-S-S-S-S.
Yeah, right. T-S.
God, people have such small brains.
The story is this. It's the type of processing that makes the show sound different than anything else on the radio. And we are on a lot of AM stations. And trust me, it kicks ass. And if you don't like it, we'll see you later. I don't consider you to be a real listener of the show.
Yeah.
If you're going to let something like that get in the way.
Right.
And beyond that, let's drop it now because...
Let's bury that.
Because most of you have been writing in today saying thanks for turning it off.
Mm-hmm. I wish it was on the station all day.
Well,
but it's not.
It used to be.
It used to be, but it's not. I like it. I enjoy it, and I think it adds a lot.
See, the whole thing about radio, and this is why, you know, I mean, without getting into this whole goddamn lecture that everybody's heard 1,000 times, I love the radio business. Next to my family, I love radio more than anything.
Right.
And what I love about radio is what we have finally gotten back to now, which is like the reason I got into radio, to be in a small studio dedicated to radio with a sound that is unique and is different and brings an energy and a presence that as you hit the scan button on your radio.
Do you love it enough to stay into the third year of my lease?
Of his new car.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's always about me. I just can't help it. Guys, you know it. I'm the golden boy. I can't help it.
You've got to look out for yourself,
about
Mike.
Me.
I think that the Reverb is fantastic. I'll tell you, we do a lot of stuff on this show that radio people And to an extent, radio listeners have been influenced by radio people with the promos that they run saying, we don't do the jive stuff. You know, are you aware we run this stuff all the time?
The Don and Mike Show. WKOK.
Right?
The Don and Mike Show.
I mean, you hear all this?
Don and Mike.
You know what that is? That is what people in this business would say is antiquated.
Yeah. Sure.
People in this business would say, oh, people don't want to hear jingles.
Mm.
People don't want to hear sound effects when you answer the telephone.
Right.
People don't want to. People don't want to hear reverb. That sounds phony. That sounds corny. Well, I got news for you. Kiss my ass. The whole reason that I love radio is the theater of the mind and the fact that when I grew up and was listening to radio, I would hear these stations and I would picture in my mind what it must be like. And then once I got into radio, it was a crushing disappointment to find out that they're all just...
So you didn't come through and there's like a big gold curtain as you walk into the studio?
All just cat boxes. But the thing is...
And it stinks.
We now can finally, because the company's given us these studios and we've got what we need here,
right.
We can make the show sound the way that we all... And it's not just me saying this. Trust me.
Right.
I talk to Mike. I talk to Buzz. I talk to Robbie. I talk to the people in the company.
Well, what it is fun. And it is the fun. Jingles are fun. Jingles are fun to listen to. They're also fun if you're on the radio. And part of this thing, and the wall of sound that you talked about yesterday, is making this whole thing fun. And it sounds fun. And it sounds bigger than life. And that's what you're doing when that's what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. So that's it.
So stop it.
That's the long story short on that. And if we're going to lose listeners over this, well, screw you. You weren't a real listener to begin with. Go, go out and listen to something that doesn't have any reverb on it, and good luck.
This is fun. We are looking to, you know, forward to being in the studio for 3 more years of wonderful broadcasting,
I think it's terrific
that we're going.
We'll be here for 2 more years.
Okay.
2 exciting years.
Don't worry, friend. I'm looking outside and talking to it now.
Studio's
don't worry,
barely,
Blue.
Barely broken.
It's going to be okay, Blue.
That's your new car.
Yeah, Blue.
My
Blue.
Car, Blue.
Blue.
Hey, Blue.
Hi, Blue.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Of course.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
And then there's my car. Wreck.
Wreck.
Yeah. Hello.
I know. The Edmund Fitzgerald.
And Mike Gitchigumi. Excuse me. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, yeah, yes, sir. You're on the air. We said hello to you already.
It's me?
It is you.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, guys. Hey,
sorry you didn't recognize us.
Me too.
I think the reverb sounds great, and you know what? I'm going to compare it to something. Say you're watching Conan O'Brien from New York, and it sounds one way, and then he goes and does the big theater in Chicago, and it's just a bigger show, man. It's awesome. You guys sound great.
Totally all that. Totally
exactly. You know, I'm going to get emails because I was making fun of that guy by saying recognize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it was enough time had passed. Everybody emails everybody about everything on this show. They nitpick this show.
Of course they do.
And I actually like the fact that they nitpick this show. No other show, in my estimation, gets the kind of scrutiny as far as the minutia of some of these websites that our show gets. And I love that. When that stops, I think we got a problem. I really do believe that. I believe that, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's ugly. When they stop writing stuff like the tiniest little detail about this show, I think we are in serious, serious trouble.
Well, and I both know we can't talk. We get our quarterly ratings in about a week and a half.
Good.
We're going to order a lot of champagne that day.
Yay.
We're going to have a big party that day. That's going to be maybe the biggest FU party that we've ever had.
Yeah, I'm happy for us. I'm also happy for, you know, everybody that came out to a couple of those things we did and when we had the parties. I love talking
we're gonna
about
have
that.
Another,
I so love talking about
we're gonna
that.
We're going to have another party very soon.
Very good.
All we got to do is find a restaurant.
Find a place.
Find
only
a place.
We knew.
Find a place.
Yes.
Don and Mike Show.
Look quiet to the man without the beard.
Don't think that I had just about spit my coffee out this morning.
You scared me this morning.
Go out there, I'm going now.
You scared me when you called me at whatever time. What time did you call me?
It's like 6:40.
Yeah, I believe the comment from Carla would have been this. This was the comment from Carla.
What time does he get off? What time does he be?
And you had actually beaten Carla by about 15 minutes because she gets up about 15 minutes after you called. But that was the comment. And I look at the phone and I see it that early. And I think, of course,
fired. And I was really, really freaked out. And then you pointed out something that, that the wonderful Washington Post had found what I do believe is the most flattering picture ever taken of me.
Oh, that's great.
And put it in their style section. And really, you know, occasionally, every few years, I'll get real stupid and I'll shave my beard off and show my chins to the world. And that was, it was not only the fact that it was the picture without the beard, it was the picture that, that has my body sloping down where it really looked like it was the endless, hourglass shape, that I was really going to be the endless bowling ball, but I was goddamn pregnant. And, that's the one they used. You know what, that's right after you lost like the first big bunch of your weight, and I'd lost a little weight, but I have no idea with the weight I've lost now, what was I thinking to shave off the beard of that? Did I lose a bet or something like
no.
that?
No. One of your many style changes.
One of my many style changes.
Anyway, there you were. I called Mike and I said, oh, you know, oh my God, there you are in the newspaper.
I would say it's very nice, but you know, it's the picture.
You'll meet those terms.
Don and Mike show.
Hey guys, Don, I wanted to tell you, don't let anybody bust your balls because I consider you the Brian Wilson of radio.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
See, you more Bill Murray there. Right? Hello, Mrs. Craig.
Tramp. One more. We'll hit a break. Oh, we got the Colonel Sanders guy coming up.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hot booking.
Hello. A hot ape booking. Hello. Hello. I love calling you a big ape.
A super, super booking for the big ape pussy.
You big ape. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike show here. Hello there.
Yeah, I was just calling. I wanted to say I really like the reverb and had a suggestion.
Uh-oh.
You guys should add some delay so when you tell a joke, it sounds like there are more people laughing there. You'll actually be funnier than you are.
Damn.
Oh, hey, you're
there
clever.
Yeah,
you're clever.
Clever man.
You're clever.
Give it a try. It'll work.
Hey, I tell you what, how about you give this a try? How about if you see if tonight your mom can pop more than 10 pimples off your ass?
Hey, I just want to call. I'm actually a new fan of you guys. So.
Oh, you sound like a new fan.
Well, that's not what a new fan says to call them bust chops like that.
How many?
You guys bust chops with each other.
That's not the idea. Right. See, you're a new fan. You have to be trained as that.
Now, does your mom use a pin or does she use her mouth?
She actually just uses a scraper and just kind of.
Okay, wonderful comeback. Very good. How long do you have to think to process that?
Well, about one.
Mike is a new fan. He's a new fan of the show.
She only has one tooth left. Listen, why don't you run down and take care of her? Instead of calling radio shows, you should go visit her at the meth lab. All right?
All right. Thanks.
Go down and see her.
You know what's funny?
See how she's tending to those sores.
What's funny,
and see
Don?
If you, even with all them sores on her face, if you even recognize her.
What's funny is that your mom looks like a clam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, down there.
Now you made Mike spit his water.
Hold on a second. You know why? Because it doesn't make sense, but it's a perfect put down.
Yeah.
Your mom's a clam.
She looks just like a clam.
Your mom's a clam.
That's not a compliment.
I like that.
Okay. On that note, we'll come back with something else.
Another new friend is made.
Be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, before we come back and do the Colonel Sanders thing, because I do love going to the intronet.
Mm-hmm.
Here are some of the latest posts on our fan site about this whole reverb thing.
Wonderful.
Okay. These, let me see. Sent today. These are all as of since we've been on the air.
Right.
Okay, well, I'm going to read you five or six of them and play a little song for these people. Somebody named Dolt writes, reverb equals reaction. Rico writes, how long before BA starts using reverb on her show? TTLS writes, boo, 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 boo. This is very long-winded. Someone writing that they are not going to give us any ratings because they don't like the reverb.
Oh, wow, that's strong.
Somebody writes back, I can't get into that.
Strong like bull.
Then somebody else writes, let me see, Calistar writes, what's the matter? Were you feeling lonely? Look, Nostradamus, if you're okay with this crappy sound, more power to you. But for me, this wall of sound should be called the wall of suck. And I'm sure there's others that feel that way.
It's like dogs with high-pitched whistles.
If I, we, they want to protest the change by possibly affecting the ratings and advertising, why do you care? According to you, it won't make any difference, right?
Settle down.
Then here's the next one.
That's anger. That's real anger there.
Right. Here's TTLS. I don't care. Have a ball if it makes you feel better.
Thank you.
Maybe there are more than a few people who are sufficiently bothered by the reverb to join you in your movement. If you champion this cause and accomplish your goal, you will have won. Here's one from Cadeny, 27 minutes ago. The reverb is horrible. I sent a polite email to John and said I didn't think I could listen anymore after 15 years.
Right.
Because of the headache it caused.
Ouch.
And his response was, Yeah. And his response was, we'll miss you. Nice appreciation.
Uh-huh.
I understand the whole shtick of the show where callers are berated when they call in and made fun of, and I accept that.
I like that response, though.
I even accept that if I hated Robert Joe, which I don't, I couldn't do anything about it, but I would continue to listen. But to tell loyal listeners to F off and change the station if they
don't believe that's what he said.
I did.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Because it says, to tell loyal listeners, quote, to F off and change the station if they don't like the reverb is uncalled for. Let me just break in here for a second.
Whoever
the hell you are, K-Tony, go to hell.
Huh?
Kiss my ass. Live inside my prostate. Really? Go to hell. I don't owe you a goddamn thing. Throw your radio out the window, you piece of garbage. And let's get back to this.
Very good. But thank you for your concern.
Change the station to the Elgin River.
And incidentally, we'll miss you for John is very polite.
Yeah. It's uncalled for. It's not a matter of taste or content.
Irreplaceable.
It's a matter of avoiding the migraine headache I got from listening to the show yesterday.
Giving people headaches.
I love Don and Mike, but not enough to listen and get the pounding migraine. It's a shame that Don doesn't care about his loyal listeners to at least take some well-meaning input. We paid for his house and cars. Without us, he wouldn't be the success he is today. We all supported him in his time of suffering, often only to be chastised for it.
I'd like to mention Reverb on today's Don and Mike show, sponsored by Advil.
I think I've had enough of this pompous, ungrateful attitude. And to be honest with you, it makes me sad I won't be listening anymore.
Yeah. Tomorrow's
the
Reverb.
I know that sounds lame, but it's the truth. The show's been a part of my life for 15 years, so it feels like I've lost a close friend.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say this. Kiss my ass! Go away!
Tomorrow's Reverb will be sponsored by Motrin, the following day by...
Leave! Hold on. We paid for his house and cars.
Yeah.
Did you really? Whoever the hell you are on the internet? It's a shame Don doesn't care enough about his listeners to take some well-meaning input. No, I care about you, but there's a reason I'm here and you are there.
Ixnay on the RK.
We paid for his house and cars. We supported him in his time of suffering, often to be chastised for it. Really? When were you chastised when people called and supported me about Frida? You know what you are? K-A-Y-A, I don't even know how to pronounce his name. You're a douche. You're just an unwashable douche, and you should go straight to hell with Ken Lay. Now, let's go to the next one. Dr. Amsterdam writes, do a reach around. Oh, and this, we all supported him in his time of suffering only to be chastised for it. F you hard for saying that. How did you support him? By being entertained every day? WTF. Go away.
Right.
Somebody else writes...
Yeah, at least there's some sanity there.
Echo. Then Gork writes, Echo, Don, I don't care what you did 2 years ago. Echo sucks. If you need to enhance your broadcast, why bother broadcasting? TTLS writes back, I'm intrigued by this.
Yeah, I was stuck on that one, too. If you need to enhance your broadcast...
your house, why have a house?
Exactly.
Brilliant logic.
I'm intrigued by this. Apparently, people really do get headaches from this. Do you get a headache when listening to vocal recordings? These, of course, rely on much heavier reverb than we're hearing on Don and Mac.
Exactly.
It must suck not being able to listen to music. But then Podunk Boy writes, reverb on a cheese dick AM signal like KFH sounds even more cheese dick. Silly Wabbit writes, My head started to ache after 15 minutes of listening today, and I turned the show off.
Oh, baby.
My head still hurts. I hope their love of re-echo is a phase that ends soon. I cannot listen to them. Although that's probably good, since I imagine they're ripping us new a-holes right now like they did yesterday. Oh, no, we didn't yesterday, but I am today.
Yeah, open season.
Eat My Luger writes, he's saying the reverb is still on, yet I don't hear a trace of it. Not because I'm used to it. There's a difference between yesterday and today. Not that I care whether it's on or off.
Oh, my God, what is wrong with you people?
Riots writes, wow, what a bunch of pussies.
Yeah.
Thank you.
See, I gotta, if I'm gonna yell at the people that write things I don't like, I gotta stop laughing at the people that write things I do like.
Gork writes, Jesus Christ, Dawn, jingles and other props are cool. Echo blows.
Echo. And, you know, I do like the people that call it echo.
And then here's a Chicken Patty writes, what, they're using echo too? And I thought the reverb was bad enough.
Yes, we're using both echo and reverb.
Let me see. Mr. Drysdale writes, the echo is reminiscent of WPGC in the 70s.
Yes, it is. Yes, WPGC in the 70s.
When they played that So Bad It's Good 70 bubblegum pop that Dynamite played.
Miss Hathaway, can you play some more echo?
As Don worked at WPGC, I'm sure the reverberator sound is a throwback thing.
I don't care for reverb because it costs money.
Hypes writes, are you effers happy now you got on the radio? It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll do whatever the F they want, you stupid little-minded people.
This is, just to clarify here, this is coming from our quote-unquote fan site.
Right. Yeah. Podunk Boy writes, we love you, ass god. Hypes writes, you're an ass. Rico writes, the reverb reminds me of the infamous Lisa Bonet clip. No kidding. Was that really what they did back at Wava?
We had it thick at Wava.
Oh, really?
You
anyway.
Know, I don't like it at Wava. Anyway, we play those tapes.
That's the update from our fans, all of our loyal listeners.
These are all the people. I broke bread with these people, Don. I sat on the front lawn with these people. I'm surprised they're turning on us.
These are the loyal listeners who, of course, have paid for my house and my cars and supported me, and I've been so mean and so rude to them.
I know.
I'd like to say to all of them posting now on the internet this. If it would just stop, play, enter, play, preview, stop. There it is. And
this is for you. You know you're the reason we're through.
Bye, former listeners.
Not all the yelling and the fight that we had. It won't be cold to you.
Echo.
Tools. Oh, and you groan and you bitch and you whine.
Goodbye.
You make every beef we got.
I hope you get cancer in the nuts.
Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through.
Hey, Don and Mike show.
With reverb.
Here's a little reverb for you, ladies.
Please remember to wake them and feed them a cherry pie. The Don and Mike Show.
Cut the commercials.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
I was confused by that.
Larry King.
Isn't this show, I have to say, you're absolutely correct, Mike.
Yes.
Isn't this show amazing? Now, on one hand, we are being terribly petty, me being the ringleader of this, to go on.
Yeah, but it's your baby. You're in this reverb. You're into it. You like
site.
It, right?
You know, it's amazing to me with all the things that go on this show. Really, if you're that pissed, see you later. And if you have never heard me say to someone who doesn't like something on this show, go F yourself, change the channel.
Right.
How long have you seriously been listening?
Yeah.
And if you don't think that I appreciated the support that I got when Frida died, well, then you're a stupider bastard than you appear to be on this dumb website.
It is amazing to me. It never fails to amaze me how concerned people get with small things. And really, this, it just blows me away. You can never predict it. You can never understand where people are going to come from.
This is the big issue of the moment. This is what has them excited.
Right, this is it. This is it.
Wow.
Reverb that is on so loud.
It is loud.
You got to turn the radio up all the way to hear it.
People are getting headaches, Don. People are checking into hospitals.
Not just headaches, but migraines.
Yes.
And, Mike, we're losing 15-year listeners. And please, do me one more favor, one final favor. Never equate me to a baseball player to say that you've paid my salary. Because really, if you've listened to the radio, if anything, you owe me. you owe me. Okay? I busted my butt for over 30 years in this goddamn business.
We got a park company there. I just want to say that I'm really, really beholden to all the listeners for paying for my car in the future.
Yeah, I forgot to get your brand new car for that.
Just today. Nah. I'll be back to normal tomorrow, but today it's like, thank you. Thank you all very much.
Go to hell, please. We pay your salary.
Please don't talk like that. They're going to come and take it away, though.
You pay the salary. What do you think this is baseball? Like you pay a ticket that you have a say? No, you don't. You know how you have your say? You have your say when the ratings come out.
Right.
Please, everything I've got, I've earned, and I've earned it the honest way, mm-hmm. by telling douchebags like this to pound sand. Jesus Christ! Who wants a piece of crap like that to be a listener of their radio show anyway? You're a fan of this show after 15 years.
Friday's episode of the Don and Mike Show brought to you by Extra Strength Tylenol.
Get out of here, please! Jesus Christ! Give me a busload of new listeners, please. Let's get these people the F out of town.
These are the people that I commiserated with, at least some of them. I'm amazed. I'm amazed.
And these are people on our fan site.
Yes.
You know, and again,
these are people that I eat peaches with.
Not that they are not allowed, certainly, to have their own opinions.
They like to chat.
You know, go ahead and have them. But when I read stuff like, I am never listening to the show again.
Yes.
And that, you know, it's 15 years and I'm unappreciative. Kiss my ass. Kiss my ass.
We're very appreciative.
I'm not. I'm not of people like that.
Well, not that. Yeah. Of course not those people.
People like that, I'm not appreciative of those people. You know what you should do tonight, whoever wrote, they should go home and write me a $100 check. Really, just for the entertainment I've given you in the last 10 minutes.
Only $100?
I'm a rich man, Rob. Thanks to all the little people out there buying the tickets and filling the stands. Jesus, on marital aid night.
Doc Johnson.
God damn.
Thanks so much. It's two-headed night. Welcome to two-headed night of the old ball yard.
You know, can I just say...
And I mean ball yard.
Sometimes you're a very tough audience to keep happy, because either it's you guys talk too much about your personal lives, or you do too much stuff that's too inside, or it's Don, you talk too much, or it's Mike, you talk too much about what you're doing, or you don't give Buzz enough time, or you play too many commercials, or I don't like this song that you're doing, or I don't like these things that you're doing, I don't like these sound effects that you're doing. You know what? Go to hell. Go to hell. If you don't like this show, turn it off, and you will be proven right, because Mike and I, as I have always said, the second people really get sick of us, we're gone. Because our ratings will go away.
Yep. Yeah. And until that time, we are going to maintain the mantra that we have had for over 20 years, which is ignore all criticism.
No criticism.
So count on it.
Jesus Christ, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Why don't you go hang yourself tonight? Anybody that had that, why don't you just go kill yourself?
I think that might even be funnier than ball cancer.
Just go hang yourself tonight. I can't. They put reverb on.
Don't do it. I got a migraine. Don't do it on the basement. The echo.
I got a migraine headache. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Jesus. Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey.
So now, speaking of migraine headaches.
Hey,
this is to all the people. Hold on a second. Sorry, I have to say this.
Yeah, well, Mike.
Don, you had your say. Let me have mine. Well, migraine headaches. Okay. I'm going to tell you about migraine headaches.
Yes.
I have suffered from migraine headaches for 20 years. Do you know what those 20 years coincide with? You know what they happen to coincide with? The time this show's been on the air. So I'll tell you about migraine headaches, and then I don't get them anymore, because you know what they turned into? They turned into panic attacks.
Hello?
That's what. It's the same thing. It happens in the head. Thank you.
Hello there.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Rob.
No, thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you all.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Greetings from Florida, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, I just got to tell you, reverb doesn't give a damn on the internet. I have no choice.
I mean, who cares?
I have to listen to you guys on my computer, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, really, who freaking cares? If you take it that seriously, kiss my ass, adios, find another show, goodbye. I hope that you have nothing but a life of full of nut cancer.
Leprosy. You haven't used leprosy yet.
Hanging.
Hanging. Hope you hang yourself and it's not successful the first time because your skin all sloughs off.
Yeah. I hope you get ball cancer while you're hanging. While you're just hanging from your shower.
I hope your life turns into The Hills Have Eyes.
And I hope when you're hanging in your shower and you're screaming for help that it sounds like reverb.
Mm-hmm.
I hope when you're in your bathroom going, I can't believe I decided to kill myself because out of my reverb, you know, thing that's ironic, it sounds like reverb now in my bathroom.
Oh my gosh, help me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I showed him. I paid his salary for 15 years.
Jesus.
Hi, John. I'm Mike.
Hello. Don, but what about all the good people?
Hey.
Where are they, Mike? I don't see them on our fan site.
Here's one now.
I don't see them on our fan site.
There were good people on our fan site.
There
were good people that were arguing our case.
Dr.
saying,
Amsterdam.
What are you getting all the, Dr. Amsterdam, your personal friend?
Yeah.
Hello there.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, did you guys watch the that new Rockstar show, the Supernova, yet?
Please. Is this a serious question?
No, it's really good. Jason Newsted's on it.
Is this another one with Navarro on it?
Yeah, and your girl, the Brooke Burke. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey.
I think it sounds great, man.
Thank you, Shaq.
Thanks.
I love it.
Right
thank
on.
You. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Thanks. Nice. Thank you very much for not abandoning it.
Is he calling with reverb?
Yes, but loudly.
It was terrible.
He had his own reverb going. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
I like it.
Well, thanks for not abandoning us after 15 years.
Right.
Because like, after everything we've done on this show, that's the thing that pushes somebody over the edge?
I'm just frankly having trouble figuring out what all the fuss is about.
Hello.
What's all the fuss about, baby?
You are on the air. You're on the air.
Am I? No way. Am I really on the air?
Yes, you are.
Okay. I just want to say, you guys got a good show and everything, and I love you guys.
Tell me, please, from the bottom of your heart, this is not the way you normally speak.
Yeah, it is.
Turn your radio down, please.
Oh, okay. Hold on a minute.
Mike, he was normal until we started playing reverb.
This is like Billy Barty meets Bill Murray's character from Caddyshack.
I was born with double cleft palate.
I see.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. You had nothing to do with it.
I'm born with a hair lip. All right.
Born with a double cleft palate.
And that's an excuse?
Yes.
No.
How's it going?
That's what physical therapy's for.
A lot of people hearing that for the first time in reverb.
The double cleft palate. People with double cleft palate sound better with reverb.
I'd like a double cleft palate with cheese, please.
Supersize me.
Really sad thing is what? You can't eat soup.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm hoping we can put this conversation about the reverb behind us, because I don't reckon it'll happen again for months and months and months.
Again. You're funny. Get out of here.
Get out of here. Most of you people are okay.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I hear you. You hear me?
Just you people that have been paying my salary all these years. Ooh, boy, kiss my ass.
Those are the people you have the problem with.
That's right. Those fans in the stands, Mike.
Right, the salary payers.
Those fans in the nosebleed seats.
Absolutely.
Please, I've done so much for you than you've ever done for me.
Those people
and I
that
mean
have
that
over the
seriously.
Years, the people that have over the years thrown the coins into the hat.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Girlfriend wrecking your car, you know, you need to take a lot of insurance out on her this time.
That's insurance.
Now, was that a joke about Frida? Hello there, area code 530237. Don't make me give out the last four numbers. Was that a tasteless joke about Frida?
No, it wasn't.
Then why did you say I should take out insurance on my girlfriend?
Because you're always getting hit. Your cars are always getting ran over.
No. My cars are not always getting run over.
Wasn't your son in an accident in your car?
An accident.
Well, wasn't he hit one time too?
Yes, many years ago, yes.
Okay.
The most recent... and of course, I got wonderful support from the audience, of which I've now pissed on, according to them.
Yes.
Would be the passing of Frida in her automobile accident, which I thought you were bringing up.
Since it was the most recent.
And you really were, and you're just trying now to back out of it.
Those guys. What?
Are you trying to back out of it now?
Out of what?
Out of your comment, your initial little joke.
No.
Your funny little joke?
Yeah. What do you mean funny?
Okay, explain the joke to me again.
Serious. I take $9 insurance out so you cover your ass.
It's possible he doesn't know what he's doing.
What, in life or with this phone call?
Yeah, in life and in this phone call. Do you have the double cleft palate?
And for the reverb,
incidentally, speaking of migraines, I just got one listening to this particular call.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Think before you speak.
Hello.
What's up? What's up, gentlemen?
Yeah, hi, what's happening?
Hey, I was just going to say, all you idiots that stand into all this reverb, you don't want to listen anymore, you know what I can do? What I can do? Put my hands in there and say, very replaceable.
I think the callers are all on Xanax themselves today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. One more, we got to hit a break. Hello. As the love fest continues, it's great to be back.
God,
really great to be back.
There's love here.
There's somewhere.
Jesus Christ.
Hi, guys.
Why don't they
Rockville is for lovers.
Why don't they just change the name of that site to WeHateDonAndMike.com? That would be nice.
Well,
I mean, I'm not saying that they're not allowed to have their own goddamn opinions.
Oh, F them all.
But
seriously,
really.
Do you know what, seriously, what a fraction of the people that listen to this show?
Miguel.
I mean, really?
Miguel.
Yes, I
know.
I
Spanish.
I know.
Miguel.
I know. You're saying it's not that you're tweaking
Miguel.
It up. I know.
Miguel.
I know.
Amigo.
And there's love here.
Come on, amigo.
Okay.
Okay. The only thing that pissed me off was just when someone writes, you know, they supported me, and, you know, during the time of the crisis.
I know.
And,
well, I mean, I don't blame you for
and,
that.
And you were
that.
Ridiculed for that, whoever you are.
Right.
You pussy. Why don't you call the show? Be a man or be a woman. Call the show and put a voice behind the anonymous post.
Then it wouldn't be the internet.
On the fan site.
It wouldn't be the internet.
That's right.
If they came down here, knocked on the door and said, hey, I'd like to tell you something, pal.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Wouldn't work that way.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
All I have to say is that if we're listening to the reverb, you should listen to it, too.
We are.
We can hear it.
We can hear it. We could not hear it yesterday. We can hear it today.
Fair enough, dudes.
Wait, what do you mean, fair enough? Like it's some... Listen, again, if it's that much of a problem for you...
A burden.
Turn the station off.
Well, I love the show, though.
Is there a chance that we could turn it up? Can we turn it up really, like, super loud for the next, let's say, nothing really out of whack. Maybe 6 to 8 months. Let's really crank it.
Really, dude, really. If it bothers...
I want it to sound like we are broadcasting from an effing traffic cone.
If it bothers you that much, get lost. Pound sand.
I'm
really.
Not leaving.
Good for you.
I'm not leaving.
Well, I am.
Leaving.
I'm leaving. Bye.
I'm not leaving.
Now, the Colonel Sanders guy.
Yes.
This is a guy who, if I'm not mistaken,
yes.
owns Colonel Sanders' suits.
Last white suit and black string tie. Mm. He bought it from KFC Canada. One recently sold on eBay for like $80,000.
I have a question. I know that we had Orville Redenbacher, and I put these men in the same category. Yeah. I know we had Orville Redenbacher. During the time we've been on the air, did we ever have the pleasure of interviewing the Colonel?
I think the Colonel passed before you guys broadcast together.
I think you're absolutely right. We certainly have.
You know what killed him?
Born in 1890.
Reverb on his chicken gave him a migraine.
There's Colonel Sanders. I got reverb, and it caused my death.
So the guy who's coming up next is a guy who bought Colonel Sanders' clothes.
He bought the estate from the Sanders estate, and now he's selling it for big money.
It's entirely different.
No one has bid on it yet.
Huh.
Is this a Big Pussy 8 booking?
It is.
Okay, I look
B-P-A-B.
Forward to it. I look forward to it, Kong.
Thank you.
I'm reading here that it says another of his suits actually got $80,000.
Yeah, and they're virtually identical, just white suits with a black tie.
I bet somebody that bid on that was on our fan site. Hey, guys, Colonel Sanders joke.
We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
I'm mad. I am mad enough, and yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe, and I tried my damnedest.
I know, darling. I know it.
To believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So... What?
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen to them, and you will turn to butter. The Don and Mike Show.
Wow. Jesus Christ, what a mistake this was.
You don't like this song?
Yeah, I liked it until they started playing it on 5 o'clock whistles.
Oh,
and,
you're right.
Now football games. And, hold on a second. That was not the song we wanted. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me just try this one again. The Don and Mike Show.
Much better.
Thank you, bud.
I just want to play
all day.
I want to bang on the drum all day.
Time. Here we go. The Don and Mike Show.
Fulfilling nature's order. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, this is a little more the Todd Rundgren we all like. Todd Rundgren. Although he's probably made more money off of that goddamn bang your head on the drum song than he made on all of the other great pop music he's written over 35 years.
Well, anything you play in the stadium, you make money on.
And you can't play the Gary Glitter song anymore.
Because he's a child molester.
I know we've talked about that because he's a kid toucher.
Pedophile.
He's a kid toucher. Let's see. Colonel Sanders' white suit for sale.
Yes.
A portion of proceeds at eBay auction to be donated to the Colonel's Foundation, whatever the hell that is.
Take one. Quiet, please.
Greatest tape, one of the greatest we have.
Again.
Right here.
I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra grit. And come on over and
the
try
Colonel.
It's entirely different. And yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger-licking good. Right? Well, you see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down.
You know what comes through on this tape?
That real crispy crust that some folks like.
How nice he was.
Yes. What a sweet man he was, really.
Really was.
His sweetness.
It's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken. Yet it's entirely different.
Okay, let's call the guy about the suit.
Yeah, nice man. The Colonel.
He's just waiting for the call, right?
Yeah, he's waiting in his office.
Any call, I'm guessing. No one bought the last suit.
And really, they almost destroyed the whole thing when Randy Quaid was hired as the Colonel.
Oh, my God. What a crap.
The number dialed is not in service.
Sure. Oh, my God.
Maybe we give it a try?
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure about that phone system.
Didn't Randy Quaid's tenure as Colonel Sanders last about 8 minutes?
Uh-huh. Have you noticed, speaking of KFC, the brand new, it's not brand new, but they're now offering products Elvis style.
Yeah.
You get a bowl
that has
mashed potatoes and peas and chicken.
Fried chicken strips.
All mashed up together.
And the fat man in me that still exists and is very much alive loves that dish. That you can eat chicken, you can eat with a spoon.
Hello, is this Don?
Yes, this is Don May.
Hello, Don. This is Don and Mike from the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don May.
Yes, hi, Don.
May we speak with you?
You may.
you have Colonel Sanders' suit.
Yes, I do.
How did you come to get it?
What do it smell like?
You can answer those questions in order.
Yeah, in 1985, I bought a house near Toronto.
I can tell you that you're from Toronto, near Toronto, because you didn't say house, you said host.
That's right, and I don't say it's on the roof, it's on the roof.
The roof, right. Yes, very good.
And, no, I bought a house near Toronto that was owned by Colonel Sanders. And
you like Geddy Lee?
Yes, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you sound very exciting. I'm glad we booked you on the show. I'm glad our big ape pussy producer booked you for the show. Yeah. Can you tell me? can you tell me? $80,000. It sounds like an awful lot for a suit. Does it include a vest?
I got the tie. The tie comes with it.
I understand that you're going to be giving part of your proceeds to charity. Can you elaborate on that? Just how much of the money you're going to be receiving for the suit you're giving to charity?
Depending on the amount that I receive, I'll gauge, you know, the donation.
I'll tell you how we do it here on our show.
Okay.
What we do is say a portion of all proceeds go to, let's say, the Angelina Jolie Fund.
And when you'll find that when you're doing something like this, a portion can actually be less than 0.1%.
Oh, no, no, no.
We learned it in Jenny Craig. It's called portion control.
It's portion control.
No, I'm talking something more than 10%.
Well, that's good for you, but on our show, we have always realized that on our show, that a portion should be a small portion.
And speaking of portions,
you don't want to overfeed the charity.
Right.
Well, I feel he was always generous. The colonel gave a lot of money.
In what way was he generous?
How was he generous?
The colonel gave a lot of money to education and
was he a man of Jewish faith? I heard he was.
I wasn't aware of that.
You know who told me that? His brother Dion. When we were speaking, I don't know, weeks ago, I saw him at Temple.
I think you might be confusing
him. I said, Dion, and he said, what's up, my brother?
You might be confusing him with the Marine that we interviewed, that Colonel Epstein. I think you might be Sanders is not a Jewish name.
The suit came from an idea he got in West Palm Beach. That's a fairly Jewish area.
Oh, West Palm, yes.
So maybe that was some of the tie-in.
I'm telling you.
Yes, I've been many times. It's a wonderful, great suit. I go in the winter.
And they
tell me. That's where he found the suit. That's where he found the suit and the idea in 1960.
Was the suit owned by a Jewish man?
I don't know.
You know, so often the stereotype is that we own everything.
Oh, okay.
I find that very offensive.
We run Hollywood, you know.
Yes, that's what they say.
But he was very generous. He gave to a local hospital up here, the KFC kids is a huge benefit.
Do Jews like KFC?
Good question.
Do Jews like KFC? I tell you, I'm a Jew. I like KFC.
I do, too. I'm not fond of the Popeyes.
I'm lost.
It's far too spicy.
I like churches.
you've lost me.
Remember Church's Fried Chicken?
Church's Fried Chicken.
And what about Roy's?
But that's only when you're going to see your warehouses. Isn't that true?
That's right.
When you visit the churches. I'm quite partial to a small chain that exists here in the Mid-Atlantic called English's. Have you had English's Fried Chicken?
Out of the shore.
It's very, very good.
Yeah, we have a bit of that up here.
Yes. When I was speaking
Do you
to...
like the ice hockey?
Ice hockey is yes. Canada. That's
do you like
do.
It personally?
Absolutely.
Very nice.
Now, I really think that we've got to get this straight. When I was speaking to, if not his son, it's his nephew,
yes,
Deion Sanders, he told me that the entire thing, that the suit, he wanted it. Now, have you heard of him? He's apparently an athlete of some
repute.
Notes, yes.
Yes. Deion Sanders, have you heard of him?
I've not heard of him. They tell me he's rather famous.
So I think he's been in broadcasting, maybe. Have you ever heard of him?
No, I haven't.
Right, well, he apparently, I don't know if he's a son or a cousin, he said to me, now I know, he said my pops, so it must be his father.
Didn't he also steer you in the direction of his uncle, Larry?
He did.
Larry Sanders.
Larry Sanders is great, but
I know those guys, and they're not relatives.
Okay, Larry Sanders
is not a relative of.
I think he's a player. He's some kind of a player.
His first name was Harlan. Wasn't it Harlan? And if it was Harlan, what is that? Where does that originate from? Is that a Christian name?
He was
Harlan Sanders.
Are there any?
Yeah, he took the name Colonel himself, and the governor gave him the name officially a bit later.
Are there any stains on the suit?
There's no stains on the suit.
What's the suit made of?
It's a kind of a white cotton. It has large cuffs. It's double breasted.
Quality garment.
It's a custom made garment. I've worn it at parties.
Does it smell? Does it smell of Colonel Sanders? Does it smell of chicken?
There was one jacket that was a lot older, and I just threw it out when I bought the house. I threw that one out. But this
one have the scent of 11 herbs and spices?
All right, now it's time to find out if you know how much we've been kidding you. One of the people that we mentioned is actually related to Harlan Sanders.
Right.
Is it Deion Sanders or is it Larry Sanders? Which one is the one that we really know?
I'd have to guess Deion.
Yes, you are right.
Excellent.
Larry Sanders is a sports guy.
Right. Yes. That's right.
Exactly.
Deion Sanders. I believe, got his start working at his father's KFC in Atlanta, I think. And
are you sure that he worked there, or did he just hang out there?
Mike, he may have gotten in trouble there.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times, that's, you know, you get kids on a hot summer night, but and they're cruising, mm-hmm. and he said, hey, my pops owns this place.
But I understand in the great Sanders tradition, Dion, like his father, was also a fan of nice suits.
Oh, he is a clothes horse, which is why I'm asking you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that Dion Sanders has not tried to buy his father's suit.
You're pulling my leg again.
No. What are you looking for? How much are you looking for the suit? What will you let it go for?
Even half of what it sold last time.
$40,000?
Sure.
That's rather exorbitant.
$40,000 for a suit.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money. You think you're going to be successful?
I think so.
Really? Well, why don't you give it a pitch? Sell the suit. Sell me that suit.
You know,
it's one of the most remarkable items and a trademark that he wore all day. Even when he raked the leaves outside in the property, he wore the suit. So.
I want to tell you a little trick that Mike and I, who work very closely with advertising, I did this with Colonel Sanders' son.
Does the $40,000 include alterations?
I might. Is that American or Canadian?
One of the things that I asked.
This is a stupid comment.
Deion Sanders. I'll ask you now. I think that Mike went by this. It's our test to see if someone has got enough on the ball to be a salesman.
You're going to sell the suit. Are you correct, sir? You're selling the suit, Mr. May?
Yes, I'm going to sell it.
Don's going to take you through an exercise that we think will really work very, very well. And it will help you sell and work on your pitch when you do other interviews. So when you're talking to people on the Internet, you know, doing whatever, you can do this.
Here's the item you have to sell Mike and I in 30 seconds. It's a common, everyday #2 lead pencil. Ready? Sell us. Go.
Sell the pencil.
I've got a pencil here, and you need to use this pencil.
I could buy the pencil from the merchant down the street. I could get it from anyone. Why should I buy my pencil from you? I love this exercise.
I'm not a good salesman. Let me think.
No, you failed. You failed miserably, and I don't know whether you're going to get your 40 grand. For your suit, it's an empty bucket of chicken.
I would tell you that my best advice would be to call Dion Sanders and see if he would like to buy his father's suit.
Yeah. We understand he's a man of means.
Maybe for $20,000.
Mm-hmm. $15,000.
I think you're missing the boat here. Right? I think you're missing the boat. I think you're not realizing how important this is. And
no, we're not mocking this. We're just thinking this. You're probably overshooting a little.
I think there's a lot of people, casinos in Vegas, who buy things and put it out for the public to see.
What if you were to throw in a lifetime supply of chicken?
Define lifetime.
There you are. You caught me, you trickster. I would say 2 buckets a year is lifetime. If you get it for life, you're fine.
Oh, please.
Have you
had the product?
Yes, we have it.
Two buckets would last you perhaps a week. Why do you think they call it finger-licking good?
You're right, and I should
they
add,
sell,
I
they
should
sell
add
2
this.
Billion, they sell 2 billion chicken dinners a year across the world in 75 countries.
I should add that the casino is a fool's game. Don't throw your money away.
The house always wins.
The house always wins. In the end, they get it all.
All right, we've been talking to Don May. He apparently wants to have nothing to do with the fact that we have a relationship with Colonel Sanders. I believe it's his only living son.
Adopted.
He adopted?
Adopted.
Is Dion adopted?
No, that's not true. His daughter's name is Mildred, and she lives in Corbin, Kentucky.
Mildred Sanders. Oh, Kentucky, and the home of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Corbin, Kentucky.
Corbin, Kentucky.
And why do they call it KFC? What's wrong with fried?
Why do they shy away from fried? It's what it is. It's what makes the flavor. Why do they shy away?
It stayed the same. I mean, the recipe has stayed the same all these years. And
yes, they don't refer to Krispy Kreme donuts as CK donuts, do they?
No, they don't.
Or KK donuts. Yeah, it's a K, isn't it? I was sorry, you know. All right, punish me for spelling crispy correctly. I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. How can we possibly help you here, sir? Is there a website or something you'd like us to plug?
Well, you just go to eBay, and you type in Colonel, just C-O-L, Sanders suit, and you'll get all the information on it.
If in a baseball game a man flies out to center field and the man in center field catches it, what do they call that?
A center... An out.
I love the way you inside. People say out. I enjoy that so much.
That's an infield out. We say out.
Out. Out. It's adorable.
Out and about.
Peter Jennings, God rest his soul, said it the same way.
Yeah,
God
he came from up here.
Really? You know, Dion is like a half mocha latte.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like what I'm saying is I'm not sure if he's really adopted. I think that Colonel Sanders perhaps had relations with a Nubian princess, which is how Dion became his son.
Perhaps a little more research is required. We could do that.
Was Colonel Sanders any type of an athlete when he was back in high school or college?
No, he went to work very young. He started work when he was 14.
What was his time in the 40?
What was his, sorry?
His time in the 40-yard dash.
Oh, you're from Canada. That might be the 38 meters.
In meters. You have to ask us in meters.
That's right, meters. I tried to purchase the KFC recipe in 1968. They stonewalled me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They only gave me 8 spices and none of the herbs. Damn them, I said.
Good luck with selling that suit.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We enjoyed our time with you.
I tell you what, if we ever have Dion in the studio, may we call you back?
You may have Dion give me a call.
Wonderful. Or any of the other Sanders clan.
You pulled my leg very well.
We did.
So you say.
All right, whatever.
Thank you.
Okay.
Do you really? If we pulled your leg, how did we pull your leg?
By getting me to say that Dion Sanders was his son. Anyway, I'm a little nervous.
You did fine. You did just fine.
You did wonderful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's awesome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Rob, are you going to keep up the... Oh, he hung up. Your tradition of asking him how it went.
I'm wrong.
I think I know how it went.
It went very well.
Perfect. I think it went just fine, Mike.
Of course, he wasn't adopted.
Canadians are
He's
fine.
Half and half.
Yes, of course.
He's half and half.
How wonderfully experienced.
I just keep thinking of Dion wearing Dion's big, gigantic, like, fedora. What if he really was Colonel Sanders' son?
He had that total Canadian speak. You're pulling my leg.
So, Rob.
Dion, it's Rob from the
Here we go.
So how do you think
Here
he
we
went?
Go.
No, you mustn't feel bad.
Oh, come on now.
No, you did great. I thought we had a good time. No, you were fine. You were fine.
Oh, God, and he's concerned.
Yes.
I don't worry, you were great, and we hope we can call you after the suit. So.
Concerned is even better than angry.
Okay. And good luck. I hope someone did soon.
Tell him Dion says hi.
He's talking again.
And Dion says hi. And you know what? I think Gordon Lightfoot is magnificent.
And Brian Adams.
He lives just near there. And Brian Adams, too. Yes, bless them both.
Gordon Lightfoot, Ann Murray,
Peter Tamarkin.
Tell him to go for a swim in Lake Gitchigumi.
Tom Cochran. He did have a hit record 12 years ago.
Thanks for Trebek.
Okay. Thanks for Trebek.
By
and now. Oh, is there any truth that you guys are planning to attack United States? I mean,
hey, no, you know what, Rob? Seriously, tell them good job with the terrorist stuff up there. They did a great job up there.
Here's to Canada. Yeah. Round of applause for Canada. It couldn't have been done that. You know, Rob's theory that they're massing on the border to attack us.
I did want to say thank you for tackling that terrorist situation. Yes, kudos, Canadian kudos. All right. All right, and we've got our eyes.
All right, get off the phone, Jesus Christ!
Bye.
God damn!
He started to tell me how it's important we all work together.
No, you started to go into your true Canadian hating.
But he was talking to me too. He was.
Don't hate Canada. We're on in Toronto again now.
Hallelujah. I love that. It's supposed to be a beautiful city. I'd love to go there sometime.
Does that signal get into the United States?
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
there's not a wall.
That's fine. It does.
That's fine, though. Oh, then fine.
You know what you should do, John, when you put this up on the website today? You should actually Photoshop or just find a picture of Colonel Sanders and put a picture of Deion Sanders next to him.
With a question mark.
Yes.
There's a great picture you can...
Related? Just under... How about the under the two pictures? Related with a question mark.
You can steal a great picture from the eBay site. He has a really great faded color picture.
And if you just do a Google on Deion, or do like Deion Pimp, you'll find Deion like wearing his robe with his big scepter.
Harlan and Deion. Related? I think that'll be wonderful.
All right, got to do this, and we'll be back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. Is that it? Yeah.
That's right, better. Take two.
Hey, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that shreds off. Looking at it. Real crusty, real what kind of damn crusty. It's really different.
Oh, my.
Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's entirely different. It every bit as finger-licking good, you see. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. You better do that again, huh?
Yes.
All right. You see,
we're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Oh, that guy.
Most folks have heard about it.
All right. That's good. Very nice.
That's why folks call it finger.
Sounds good.
That's why folks call it finger looking good. That's why folks call it finger looking good. Finger licking good.
Right.
I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
There we are.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Thank you, Jerry.
God is their audience. The Don and Mike Show.
God is our audience, and a lot of people that call us and email us at donamikewebsite.com. I want to thank all the people that have sent in emails. When I was screaming about the echo or the reverb, whatever you call it, a while ago, and reading the stuff on our fan site with people saying, they're not going to listen anymore, and I said, F you. I think it goes without saying, a lot of people have written, and I just want to say, I do appreciate, obviously to me, all of the support that you people have given us over the years. But on the other hand, it don't mean like wear your punching bags, and I don't care how petty or sensitive I appear, it's the way I feel. And if I go on a website and I read the people who are allegedly fans and loyal to the show for 15 years are going to turn it off now because of an offhand comment, go screw you. Just screw yourselves. Having said that, I love and respect most of you, and thank you for listening.
Of course.
But never in a million years equate this entire we pay your salary thing. Because really... You don't, because if you don't listen, we don't have jobs. That's how it works. And if you really hate specifically me, don't listen. If you don't like the reverb, don't listen. If you don't like the content, don't listen.
It's easy.
If you can't handle the fact that I'm not going to kiss your ass, because this is not like one of those places where you say the consumer is always right.
Oh, mm-hmm. Never.
No, the consumer is never right on this show.
Are you responding to emails that we've received now?
No, some very positive emails. Okay. Some very positive emails that John was reading me during the break. Mm-hmm. Very positive emails saying, you know, Don, don't lose your head. Don't get mad at people. Well, I can't help it. And listen, that's one of the things that, not to hearken back to the way that things were the good old days, but when I used to just let things go, no matter how piggish or boorish or petty or small-minded or mean-spirited it was, whatever I said, our ratings always kicked ass.
Yeah.
And I'm just going back to doing the same thing. And if you don't know the fact that deep in my heart, I appreciate it, Mike appreciates it, everybody appreciates the fact that you're listening. If you don't get it, then change the goddamn station, and it's no skin off my nose.
Yeah, and it gets cumulative, doesn't it? It gets to the point where there's critical mass with these comments about the reverb that really, at a certain point, you know, everybody can have an opinion about whatever they want, but at a certain point, you got to respond to it, and at a certain point, it gets to level that is just ridiculous. When they start equating reverb on a radio show and your comments about it, because you like it and they don't like it, and then they start saying, well, I thought he'd be more appreciative. Oh, come on. We're not your Aunt May, you know, we're not. We're really not. We're just a couple of guys doing a radio show here.
That's it. And if you don't think that I don't, on a very, very, very inner level, respect the fact that people get in their cars every day and listen, then you really don't know what I'm all about.
I don't think either one of us would be doing it if we didn't feel that way.
But on the other hand, you know, I'll be goddamn if I'm going to be one of these phonies that as soon as somebody calls up and says they don't like something or writes on a website or even writes to us, immediately gets on the air and says, oh my God, you are so right and we are so wrong. Please.
One of the reasons for the demise of a lot of radio stations is the fact that people are too knee-jerk and respond to that stuff too soon.
You're right.
And, if you want to talk about knee-jerk reactions, it's when people react to something they hear right away. You got to let things settle a little bit.
Just go scratch. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, dig the show, whatever. Know in my heart, you got to know in my heart, I appreciate the fact that you're listening, even if I call you idiots, and even if I wish you nut cancer or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're not talking about everybody. You're talking about that certain select few that didn't like the reverb.
Just the
people.
The people.
And then the people that wrote about you raving out on the people that didn't like the reverb.
Nut cancer for all
of
them.
And then the people that actually wrote about the fact that you raved out on that rave out.
Yes.
Those are the people you wish nut cancer on. Everybody else is immune to that.
But all the people that sent emails to our website saying, hey, chill out because we are cool and we understand. I wish nothing, no nothing.
And the whole day went by today and John Norman didn't come up to me and say whether we'd gotten any emails about the new receptionist.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was wondering when you're going to dunk Robert, the mailman.
Next week, sir.
Next week?
Next week.
Oh, fantastic.
Next week.
We got to figure out, you know, we were standing outside our new studios here, and we're just, all these ideas are being thrown out as far as how we're gonna do the layout. We do have a little mini grassy knoll down here.
Very nice.
In a little corner of the world, right underneath a little oak tree.
Yeah, and tomorrow will be the day that we send Joe out to play in traffic with the wireless microphone.
Well, it is cool. Busy out there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Right.
This is kind of off the subject, and I hope you don't mind.
That's okay.
Okay, but recently I learned that my husband was, if he didn't want me to be in the room or, you know, like when watching TV or something like that, and he wanted to watch something but didn't want me to be there, or that he would change the station to, like,
Wait, well, wait, can, hold on. Can I stop you? You said recently I learned. You mean you discovered this was behavior from your husband that he turned something on that you didn't like just to get you out of the room?
Right. Instead of asking me, you know, that he wanted to watch something.
That is a problem because.
Why?
I don't know. Because he didn't want to hurt my feelings or something.
What would he turn on that you would hate?
Well, he would turn on, the Overhaul show or one of the biker shows.
So how did you find out that he would go from watching American Chopper or whatever to actually just trying to drive you away?
Because he did when my daughter was there, because he was trying to get my daughter out of the room.
Do you have cable or DirecTV?
No, we have cable.
Oh, you should. All right. What you need to do is get DirecTV, and when you and your husband are both in the room, there's something you can agree on, channel 593.
Make sure the little one's not around.
I want to know what the other things are that men do.
Well,
I think Mike just told you.
What are the other little secret things?
We can't tell. We're not allowed to
when
tell.
You're not home, hold on. I'm going to tell you if you'll be quiet for a second.
Listen to this.
When you're not home, men find pleasure.
Listen to this.
No.
And then men, I sat and really worked it.
That's what men do.
That's what we do.
See, I'm getting the impression by listening to you that you're not a listener.
Well, I'm trying to hear you at the same time. I am a listener.
Not a listener of the show.
No,
not
that
a listener
she's not
of
a good listener.
Not a good listener. Your husband.
Yeah.
But you're all talking. I can't hear you. I can't answer your
question.
No,
you're not hearing us because you're not listening.
Tonight, I bet he watches America's Got Talent.
What is your favorite television program?
I don't know. I don't have any.
Oh, you don't have any problem.
Deadwood.
Yeah,
Deadwood.
Doesn't Deadwood like have the record for F bombs?
Yes.
For what?
F bombs, like the F word.
Oh yes.
Does your husband throw that one around at you?
So does Sopranos.
You like the Sopranos too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's your least favorite pop music group?
My least favorite pop. Well, that's a dumb question to ask me because
that
I'm illiterate as far as the new music goes.
I was hoping we could play something that would make you hang up.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, come on, Don.
That was wrong. That was
Rob. Give me some secrets. Give me some other secrets that he might be doing.
But I was mimicking them.
Why don't you just try to love him more?
I do love him more.
Why don't you try to make him the king of his castle? Why don't you try to be better? Be a better wife.
I am a better wife. I'll sit there and watch whatever he wants to watch. He doesn't
have to pull
this.
Why don't you just try sucking?
Yeah.
Sucking?
Sucking.
Is that what you said?
S-U-C-K-I-N-G.
And that doesn't mean like making another bad meal. He's talking about the literal version.
Something else.
Oh, I take care of that all the time.
Do you really?
I bet you don't.
I bet I do.
How long have you been? Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
The,
Joy Behar?
Stephanie Powers.
You got big dog teeth?
What?
Stephanie Powers.
You got big dog teeth?
You've been married 30 years?
Yeah.
How young are you, darling?
I'm 50.
50? Yeah. Right. So Stephanie Powers at 50.
So you still go down there and yodel the cacti?
Oh, honey, you can't stop something that you started a long time ago.
Hey, I like that answer. So you got big, big, huge red hair, dyed red hair, red hair.
No.
Peg.
Yeah.
Peg Bundy hair.
Does your husband resemble Robert Wagner?
No. What was husband resembles Sylvester Stallone.
What a lovely couple.
A long time
bonus.
Ago.
You guys share tank tops?
What was the question again?
The question is, I want to know what other secret things you men do to kind of get your way.
When women are not looking,
we are always touching ourselves.
And constantly finding locations to hide our boogers.
And we're also, how do I put this, leaving our seed in many different spots in the home.
Like an animal would.
Yes.
To mark the territory.
You ever walked in and caught your husband for whatever reason? Like, do you have a powder room that's like maybe just your powder room? Or maybe I'm being too sophisticated. Is there a bathroom that just you use?
An outhouse?
Ma'am? Ms. Bundy? Ma'am?
Hello?
Lady?
No.
Oh, we were just getting into the good rub one out discussion.
Well, we lost her.
Mm-hmm.
We lost her. I know,
Sly Stallone.
We got to go to Buzz's News.
Sly Stallone and 50-year-old Stephanie Powers.
Mike, I had a couple of things.
Yes.
If only time for one thing. Just this one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about Will Ferrell. Uh-oh. And I'll tell you why.
Does this have anything to do with Ricky Bobby?
Yeah, Ricky Bobby still looks funny.
Yeah, it looks sort of funny.
Oh, have you seen him when he's running around in his underpants?
Yeah, but he has gone to that well. I hope it's funny. I'm really excited if it's, want to like this movie.
I'm at WillFerrell.com.
Okay.
And you're not going to be, this is not good. Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, according to Will Ferrell on his official website, is the second in a trilogy. The first in the trilogy was Anchorman, Ron Burgundy. You might say, what is the trilogy?
Yeah.
Will calls this, his words not mine, the Mediocre American Man Trilogy. It's a concept that he devised.
Oh.
Will Ferrell,
inside
who,
the comedy
who
line.
I used to be a fan of, yeah. says, quote, from his website, I found this today, it's a term that just happened. It's endlessly fascinating to me. And it's funny, people who think they're great who are not, who are far from it. There's something really humorous about unearned confidence that makes us laugh, that feels like something we'll always go back to.
Okay, Rob's got to stand up because he is the only, he is the lone holdout. He has actually maintained his hatred for Will Ferrell forever, and he didn't succumb when I jumped on the bandwagon and started liking him.
Even when he made a Mel Brooks movie,
right.
I still said I reserve the right to hate this man.
And if it's a trilogy, the third one should be based on Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
if it's going to be movies
yes,
about
a man
guys
with unearned confidence,
we're not really
that
funny.
Exactly. What an ass hat.
Yeah. Let me see, Buzz.
Yeah. And isn't the really the basic trick? Isn't that he takes his clothes off? That's kind of he did it in old school.
That's,
he likes to take his shirt off.
Shot.
That's what he goes for.
Buzz, I know you won't have this on the news. I just want to mention we've not had my brother Jim on the show in the longest amount of time. Here is news from my brother Jim.
Oh, good.
Names deleted to protect the innocent.
Has to be.
This comes from Appleton, Wisconsin. 44-year-old man was having a fight with his girlfriend, 39-year-old woman. She was staying over at his house, started acting strange. Around 5 a.m., she decided to leave. He was not cool with this, so he dragged her into the bathroom shower and jammed that detachable shower head into her mouth.
Oh, my.
And then he turned it on. Until water came out of her nostrils.
Oh, my God. Rob.
That's not where it goes.
Rob.
No, I'm pretty sure it's my brother.
You know what? She looked just like Stephanie Powers.
She was actually more like a Stephanie Powers fountain.
What did the guy say? I mean, I'll find a picture of this because it's just too great because for whatever the TV station in Milwaukee is that ran this, they actually had like an artist rendition of like water. Like, you know when you...
Did she survive the encounter?
Yeah. Oh, not only did she survive the encounter.
Right.
She grabbed his hand and she broke his hand in four places.
And no more sinus infections.
Anyway, they got it. I think it's at WISN Channel 6 in Milwaukee.
Wow.
They've got a great picture if you go to their, if you Google their website. They have a picture of her doing a recreation. Where it looks like milk is shooting out of her nose.
I took the shower head and shoved it into her mouth.
Anyway, that's all I got there. Buzz, we're going to do your news and comments next. What do you have?
Tonight, your airline may have a rodent problem. Is America's ice cream safe from terrorists?
No.
And men have found a new way to get into women's pants.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, be back. Thank you, Buzz.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah. That was close.
Coming up, Handsome Man, recap news and pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
A division of Line One Industries International, The Don and Mike Show.
There we go.
Baby.
All right, time for Buzz's news and comments now. Buzz brought to us tonight by St. Pauli Girl Beer. Brewed in Germany. St. Pauli Girl is available at a retailer near you. St. Pauli Girl. Yeah, never forget your first girl. And now here is Guy Bradley. Hi, Buzz.
And I am so close to Buzz right now.
That's true.
I'm closer than I was in the old joint. I can practically kiss him. Right, we kind of noticed the proximity.
Feel free at any time.
Hi.
Hi.
How are Buzz?
Hi, Donna Mike. We begin today with the cheap, tawdry, sensational story about how the airliner you take this summer is probably crawling with mice.
Yeah.
A worker at Kansas City International Airport who's afraid of losing his or her job has given a video of the mice to the TV
video.
Station.
Great video.
Video. Stuart Little.
He or she was overhauling an American Airlines 767 when, quoting them, "We had to take the chairs off, and that's when everybody saw mice running around on the floor. One ran down one of the mechanic's arms.
Here I come to save the day."
This is not to be confused with the Sam Jackson movie Snakes on a Plane.
No, right? which I saw a trailer for last night, and it looks like it cannot suck enough.
Hold on, Mike.
Horrible CGI.
No, I want to tell you something. If we've not had this discussion before,
no.
This is maybe the most anticipated cheesy movie.
I know it is.
In the last 3 to 4 years.
Because we did talk about that. We had that discussion. I had not seen the trailer for it. And it has, you know, do you remember Anaconda?
I know.
I wish they just, why can't they use real snakes like Spielberg does?
Because it's a low-budget movie.
Yeah, you're right.
And
cheaper to do the CGI.
And the only reason it's either PG-13 or R is because at different viewings, where they get feedback from people, fans said they want to hear Sam Jackson say, I want to get those effing snakes off the effing plane.
Wouldn't be right if he didn't.
And the rule is something like, if you say the F word once, it's PG-13.
Uh-huh.
If you say the F word twice, it goes to R.
I didn't know that.
Stupid rule.
Yeah, it's something like that. But snakes on a plane, smash.
I want to see Samuel L. Jackson look at one of the snakes and go, the path of the righteous man, and I will strike down with furious anger.
You know, and speaking of Sam Jackson, very seriously, he is the chocolate version of Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
There is absolutely no movie that Sam Jackson has ever turned down. The Man with Eugene Levy.
Yeah.
What an awful piece of crap. Yet I watched it because I love Samuel Jackson.
A working actor, Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, this is Mouses on a Plane, and the mechanic, quoting again, anywhere from 900 to 1,000 mice could be on this aircraft.
You know what I think about, really, because I've had old houses, and I've remembered one of the worst things going to happen to an old house is the wiring could be chewed on by the mice.
Funny you should mention that.
What about this old house?
This old with Vila.
No, it's just, I'm with you.
Just a dumb reference.
Just a reference.
Are we playing the house game now? Is that what
it was this old house.
And then, of course, House, that British actor that's on Fox, after 24.
It was simply a this old house.
That's
all it was.
Yeah.
I was in starting the house game.
Okay, all right. I could have played the house game if you wanted to.
Okay, Full House.
Oh.
House of Wax.
Man About the House. Man of the House. No, you win. You're king of the houses, since I even brought it up.
King of the house. Pointing to his video, this mechanic says there's feces all along this edge right here. It's throughout the whole aircraft.
Feces?
He or she says the mice had built nests. Wait till you hear this. Built nests in the oxygen masks. Imagine those dropping down. Around the air vents, around the oxygen generators, and in the galley where food for first class is prepared.
Of course, Bruce.
Mice.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video from Tom Monroe from his latest disc entitled Tom Monroe on a New Wavelength. And that's a pretty thing called Turning Japanese.
What are you doing?
I'm not supposed to play when I put it in. I was just because of the video.
Okay, thank you.
Mice, as you were asking, Mike, also ate through the insulation around the electrical wires. Quoting the whistleblower, if they shorted and caused a fire, it would go through that cabin so fast we could lose some lives.
How do the mice get on the plane?
And they go through security like everybody else. He says that, actually, he says the 737...
They hide in turbines. You know it and I know it.
He says the 767s actually attract them more than the Airbus planes do. And apparently this happens regardless of airlines, even though American is the one that got caught.
Something
here.
Else to be freaked out. Tiny little passport.
The FAA has investigated, and American and other airlines are working on the problem.
Oh, hey, and hold on a second.
Now I need more leg room.
Can I tell you about my experience with the mouse over the weekend?
No.
Hey.
There has been a mouse. Over years, there have been mice that are in the garage, and they make their way into the kitchen.
Right.
And the other morning I got up. It was over the weekend, and I'm down to get my coffee, and goddamn, if there's not a mouse standing right in the middle of the kitchen. And I go, well, you son of a bitch. And I go, and I get a broom, and I start chasing him, and what he does is, I see where the hole is. But he runs behind the refrigerator, which backs up to the wall where the garage is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, someone who really cared would have taken the time to move the refrigerator, maybe get something in and actually patch the hole
up.
You know what I did?
What?
I ripped off half a piece of cardboard from a Domino's box, just covered up the hole, and it took him exactly one day to eat through
it. Did he chew through it? It
took him one day.
Why did it take that long?
Stupid mouse.
Stupid mouse.
Not so stupid.
And you'd expect that after nearly 5 years after 9/11, we'd have most of the bugs worked out of Homeland Security. Even Homeland Security's list of national critical assets is messed up. The list includes, among the other things, our precious natural, or not natural, but national assets. Among the things we most want to protect
Old McDonald's Petting Zoo, a Sears Auto Center, the Amish Country Popcorn Factory.
Now, are you doing that thing where you play with the facts and all
no,
that?
No, this is these items, these places, these locations are on the government's list of our priority places to protect from an external attack.
Where are they on the list in reference to, let's say, Statue of Liberty, Washington Monument,
even
Sears
say a,
Tower?
A Disney World, for example.
The fact that they would be on the same list with the Washington Monument is insane. The Amish Popcorn Factory, a flea market, a Sears Auto Center, Scruffy's Ice Cream Parlor.
Now, I'm going to interject here because even though I know what you did, what these are gathering places where you have large groups of people.
Yes.
Even though they're not in the sea. What you did is you took the big list and you went down to the silly things on the list.
In a cave in Afghanistan, they're looking at a map of how to get to Scruffy's Ice Cream Parlor.
Buzz.
And an unnamed beach at the end of the street. That's all that's listed on the list.
An unnamed beach.
The Washington Monument, for instance, is in the top five
right.
of the hit list of the
right.
bad guys.
Uh-huh.
Scruffy's would have to be like, what, bubbling under at number like 5,000?
It shouldn't even be on the list. I'll tell you why.
You see?
Listen, now he's back.
He's back and he's all rested
I'll
up.
I'll bring you around. You'll agree with me in just about 30 seconds, maybe less. Less than that. Judging from the list, Indiana is the state we most want to protect. According to the list, Indiana has well over 8,000 national critical assets. Oh, wait, here's the reason. The government uses this list to divvy up the hundreds of millions of war on terror dollars it now doles out every year. And apparently some went...
Okay, I see what he's doing, and I might agree with him, too.
What's he doing?
What he's doing is that if these states have locations where there are critical assets, where they need to be protected, they're going to send the states more money. So if you got a guy that's on the team, if you know what I mean,
here's all I heard.
You know, and he's in Indiana, he's going to get more money.
Indiana's number one?
That's our most valuable state, the one we most want to protect, yes. According to this list.
Jesus Christ.
This is what I'm saying.
Are you kidding me? Indiana's not even in our top 25.
Exactly. And yet, according to this
Indiana's
list...
Indiana's a cousin to the Dakotas.
Exactly. Now they've got the locations in Indiana and also 24/7 protection for Larry Bird.
Buzz, what's next?
Another country gets their own Bill Clinton when we come back.
Okay.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting from a studio made entirely of chocolate.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yum, yum. And now once again, here's Guy J. Birdley. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
We may be able to stop bitching about Halliburton soon. The Army's reportedly discontinuing its multi-billion-dollar relationship with Dick Cheney's old company.
Who's been bitching about Halliburton?
Mike and I have for a couple of years now.
Remember when we were in Houston and we drove by the airport and they're like right around the airport, 700 miles of Halliburton?
Mm-hmm.
Pests.
They have enjoyed an exclusive no-bid contract to provide supplies and support services to our troops in Iraq. Stories about Halliburton charging the taxpayers $45 a case of soda had something to do with that, along with double billing on meals and bathing our troops in contaminated
water. Sorry about that. I didn't know whether that was going through the air.
I would have yelled
at Mike or anybody else. We don't have telephones yet
where
we can call out.
Right.
So we all have our cell phones.
Yeah, and yours has a very distinctive ring. I mean, yours has that. When you hear that Batman.
The ring that says.
We knew it was you.
This guy's a dick. It's really loud.
The ring that says, new and improved Joker product.
Anyway, Buzz, you and Mike were talking about...
We've been bitching for years about Halliburton. Now it looks like the contract is over.
They're screwing them finally.
It will be put up for bids. They will make a bid. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Let me just take a moment, as long as we're on the topic of Halliburton, Enron, Houston, everything else.
Yes, right?
Godspeed, Kenley.
Yes.
Safe home. Safe trip.
It says it all. The latest...
Because I care.
Right.
From my ticker.
You always have.
To all the lays.
If he had only known to stay in the business of his family, the potato chip.
He was a good lay.
Especially his mom, easy.
The latest punchline from one Israeli comedian. Who does he think he is? Clinton?
Sloppy.
This Israeli comedian talking really about the Israeli president who's being hounded by charges of sexual harassment. But the Monica in Israel says she has the number of the overseas bank account where President Kotzov stores the money he's gotten from granting pardons.
What's his name?
Kotzov.
Here's what I want you to do with this cigar. Huh? Do just like the president in America did.
And even though there's no investigation, not even formal charges, the story is even bigger in Israel right now than Israel's war against Hamas.
Is it as big as that headbutt story?
Nothing is that big.
The World Cup headbutt?
Yes, I'm familiar. I don't know whether I'm embarrassed to say or not, but I saw that live. I actually watched that game.
Did we ever figure out, did the guy say that his parents are terrorists? Is that what he said? Because I heard that they had a lip reader.
It is either that, the way that the biggest allegations have been, it's either that as he alluded that there were terrorists in the family, or he was making a sexual comment about his mother. That's what I heard. But nobody seems to want to, because with all the different translations, there are all sorts of different interpretations of it.
Yeah, big deal. I mean, God, let that guy try, let that France, that French soccer player, let him try doing this show one day.
Yeah. Try doing that, Mr. Sensitive.
Here's
we should be headbutting the walls. These walls should have holes in them today.
Here's another struggle that never ends. The struggle of prison inmates to get their hands on Playboy and Penthouse magazines.
I'll go with the Penthouse.
That's right. In Indiana, the most valuable state in America, two inmates are suing to get their magazines back. Their lawsuit argues that the rule is vague enough to ban a Jackie Collins novel or a biker magazine.
Get the Penthouse, because there's always a running faucet in Penthouse.
Good luck, let me just tell you something, Buzz.
Yes?
Let me just tell you something.
Yeah. That's what I liked when he did that. Is he still doing that? Because I haven't seen Penthouse in years.
In a pinch.
Yes.
No pun intended.
In a pinch.
In a pinch. Jackie Collins will work.
Good to know.
If you are really, really stuck, so to speak.
How easy is it to find the good parts?
Oh, pretty easy. Okay.
She's got that kind of content?
Well, it's not what you and I prefer, but...
You would rate it higher than Cosmo magazine, perhaps?
Oh, no, it's lower than that.
Really?
But the word engorged does come up a lot.
That's fine. Know? It's a good word.
That will work. Anytime you read a book and it's saying something like, I can feel him pressing against me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that works.
Make sure it's Jackie, not Joan.
Men without pants, the long hot summer continues when we continue.
Well, what about Phil?
Phil Collins.
Hot.
Brought to you by Sears.
And let's all have a drink. How about Tom?
What's next, Buzz?
A man without pants.
Oh, okay, right.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating
and
entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Retarded Human Shields. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right. Foundation. And Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz. Oh, hi there. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Another trend we're hearing about, men wearing women's jeans. Young men, teens and early 20s mostly, are shopping on the other side of the gap, mainly for the tighter-fitting legs.
Oh, joke, God. Joke,
skateboarders joke, apparently joke, started joke, the trend.
Bike
riders have started wearing women's jeans as well. Quoting one shopper, it's not so baggy, so it doesn't get caught in the chain.
You know what you are, my friend?
What's that?
Trendsetter.
I know. Quoting one shopper, quoting a store manager, rather, it's a punk rock sort of thing. We're definitely seeing it a lot now.
Mm-hmm.
He figures he sells about 10 pairs of women's jeans a week these days to young men. Our clerks say often the women's jeans fit better than the men's. The hard part, they say, is converting size, say, 36 to a single-digit female equivalent.
He's a fag.
And finally, in Utah, a man's been arrested for appearing nude in front of people's sliding glass doors. His downfall?
Yeah.
One apartment was occupied by cops. The man told police he was just looking at his reflection and didn't think anyone else could see him. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No. Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
We can just figure out which button to hit.
Any button would do at this point.
We're out of time.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Uh-huh. That'd be a good one.
There you go. And why don't you just sing it, Rob?
Sorry, we're out of time.
Okay.
That's it.
I did. We got to fly.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. See you tomorrow with the all-new episode. That's it. Well, you're off your brand new car. You've got your riser. Yeah. And me, I'm off to...
I'll be right driving the car. I'm looking at my picture in the paper.
I'm going to be...
Yes.
Going home and thinking about how all the fans have made my life possible. We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
All right. See you later.
Bye, then.
Bye-bye.
Bye, then. Bye.
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 Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.